Earl and Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the end of the week. Can you believe we're going through our roster of the charts from Talkers Magazine yet again, ladies? The DJV ladies are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Kuhn spent a lot of time on the air with me all through the week. And at the end, we take the charts. The end of the week, we take the charts that have been put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine with all of the top 10 stories and the people on the list. Although during this hour, we hardly ever get to the people, but they're all a part of the stories anyway. So as we move through these things, I try to take a different approach each week, but it always ends up we spend time on maybe two or three, maybe four of these stories that seem to pique our interest and apparently have piqued the interest of most of our listeners as well, because the response to us doing this is quite good. Thank you very much. So, as the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, here are the top 10 stories. The opening of movie theaters at number 10 with the changes. We were talking earlier about the television season. That might be worth a minute or two, Jennifer and Victoria. The way, as we look forward to fall, the fact that TV shows are just now getting into production, which is 2 to 3 months later than they normally do, and what that means is this stuff. I was talking about my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's going to star in a new show called Debris on NBC. They're going to shoot September, October, November, and December. It will not be picked. It probably won't air until January.
Is it the pilot, or is it already a series?
The pilot was shot, and they didn't even air it. They just said, yep, we like the pilot.
Oh, okay.
So they gave him an order for 13 episodes.
Good.
And
for
then during the filming of the 13 episodes, they'll get a couple of shows on the air. And if they do well, they'll just give them an order for another 10 episodes. That's how the thing works.
I have this feeling a lot of people are going to be watching The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. All of the scripted series are, it's going to be.
I don't want to watch Dancing with the Stars because Bergeron's not on it anymore. Not that I watch it.
I know, but the point is that the reality style shows will be able to go back.
Right. I want CBS to air all those access shows that they have, like The Good Fight, but there are about a half.
I have a feeling you're going to start to see that. I really believe that they're going to start airing that. There's a show, I know The Good Fight is, that gets great reviews on CBS All Access, which I never understood why that wasn't right on the network.
I didn't either, because it followed right on The Good Wife. It's the same cast, basically,
Right. And I love Christine Baranski. I think she's just fabulous.
Very good in it,
The other show that CBS All Access has that has gotten so much buzz is Jordan Peele's new take on The Twilight Zone, I'm not a Twilight Zone fan, but gets rave reviews. So I hope maybe that comes to CBS so we can all see that, too, because I can't add another subscription.
Well, the Star Trek series is going to get airing on CBS.
That also gets great reviews.
Yep,
hope they do, I hope they do, like, something authentic in terms of that program, because there are a lot of people who are rebooting and put air quotes around it that just aren't the same. Like,
you're talking about Star Trek,
Mason.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I'm talking about Star
that
Trek.
That Perry Mason show is awful.
Right. I mean, my parents both watched it all the way through, but they both complained about how violent it was. It wasn't really a reboot. It was just a name-only sort of
That's
Perry
all.
Mason. So I hope
people who never saw the original really like it. I have a bunch of friends who really love the new Perry Mason, but they've never seen the original. I've never seen the original either. But
really?
Yeah.
God, how can you be American without having seen Perry Mason?
Isn't that from, like, the 50s? It's black and white. It's black and white, but it's fantastic.
That's the theme from Perry Mason.
Oh, okay. It sounded like Jaws for a second there.
And Perry Mason.
My grandmother was so in love with Perry Mason, she was devastated to find out that he was gay in real life. She was
Who was Perry Mason?
No.
Perry Mason.
Raymond Burr.
Was an actor named Raymond Burr, who started life in the 40s as a bad guy in movies. He was always a bad guy. And there was a story. Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers of the original Perry Mason TV show were in a theater in Hollywood auditioning for the Perry Mason, the guy who's going to play Perry Mason. And all of the characters that you saw, the guy who played Hamilton Berger, Lieutenant Trask, all the main characters all were vying to be Perry Mason. So they would do come on the stage and yada yada, and do a little performing or do some lines or whatever. And so when Raymond Burr walked through the curtain, Earl Stanley Gardner was sitting with a producer, said, "There," before he opened his mouth, "that's Perry Mason." And that's how he got the job. And he had it for the rest of his career. During Fred Silverman, who ran NBC, produced the shows as they matured. When it started in the 50s, went through, had top ratings in the 60s, and then the 70s they made movies. They made television movies out of it instead of having it a series. There would be four or five movies, kind of like they did with Selleck and that, what was the name of that cop thing show that he played, or the character he played? Remember that?
Magnum P.I.? Are you Tom Selleck?
No, no.
Talking about?
No, no. There was a...
You're talking about Jesse, whatever.
Yes.
Miniseries role?
Yeah. Right. It was the same. It was handled the same way. This is for not only for Victoria's benefit, people her age who don't remember some of these shows that were really iconic. All right, so let's move on. Number 9 on the countdown is a focus on personal relationships as they have been impacted. I'm surprised. Well, I don't know. Haven't we talked about this as far as we can? What else do we say about what's happened to people who've been cooped up because of COVID? What else? We know there's a lot of divorces. Mm-hmm. People, if it's Brad Pitt and his new girlfriend, they got together during during COVID. So, all right, what else is there? Number 8, our relationship with China, especially, but the Russians come into it, China thing. I don't see this. I don't hear from politicians who are running for re-election. How much, for example, Jennifer, I bring both of you into this. How much focus on China was there by either the Democrats or the Republicans?
There was, the Democrats didn't mention two things during their convention. One was violence in major cities, and two was China. None of that was mentioned at all, not once, in the Democrats' convention. It was mentioned a lot by Republicans. It was mentioned a lot in President
Trump's
speech.
What would they say? What are we doing about it?
Tom Cotton was there talking about how we need to hold more people accountable, that the Trump administration... I mean, the argument really was laid out every single night that Joe Biden is in bed with the Chinese government because...
Yeah, but what are the Republicans going to do about... What are they going to do about getting us out of China?
And then also, the thing that was already implemented, by the way, forget campaign promises, is that bring business back from China, which is something we've talked about here. Trump said in the next 4 years he will incentivize businesses to come back. He will not support businesses who continue to, or the government won't support businesses that are continually producing products in China. And
I'd like to see that happen. Yeah.
And already, those are the two promises he made. The thing that's already in place that he did a couple of weeks ago, and it was very quiet, is that he said the government will no longer buy medical products or pharmaceuticals
from
companies made in China. Yeah. Right. We talked about it, but not a lot of people did. Yeah. So
I think we talked about a lot of stuff on the DJV show that nobody else talks about. Yeah. Right. One of the things you said earlier this week was you smell blood in the water with me. As far as Trump is concerned, because I wanted to vote for Biden, or I was going to. I don't know that I wanted to, but I was going to until he picked Kamala Harris. How did we pronounce your name again?
Kamala.
Okay. Anyway, I should know that because I was one of the first people who ever interviewed her when she became the local attorney in Los Angeles. Remember that, Jennifer, back in 90, whenever it was, 94,
yeah.
95.
I mean, she's been a part of at least my time. And, I mean, I was born and raised here, so I've known of her and followed her for a long time.
Yeah. All right, we'll save that conversation when we get to the number one issue of the week. At any rate, the thing with China needs to be front and center, and it hasn't been, and it needs to be. We need to be, everybody needs to be pressing people they know who are in the federal, whether it's Congress, Senate, all these people need to be asked, what are they going to do? What is their office going to do about incentivizing business, as Jennifer just described, getting them out of China and getting them back here? Number seven this week is the hurricane. Wow, what a mess. And I think also coupled with that is the wildfire situation in California. Jennifer, what's the brief update?
Too.
In Colorado,
yeah.
Right. What's the update on that?
Can't give you much of an update about Colorado, but I can certainly tell you in California it was a rough week because of lightning strikes, high winds, and then really the lack of still any desire to clear brush or do anything by both the local and the federal government. It's a compounded problem that's just, it's not going away in California. We had a lot of people, tens of thousands of people under evacuation orders, many of them in the same places that burned just a couple of years ago. There were three major fires burning around San Francisco, 560 burning throughout the state at one time, and resources were just stretched thin. So they had to bring in a lot of firefighters from other states to help fight these fires. And by the way, the military also coming in and the National Guard to try to fight the fires in California.
All right, Victoria, what about Hurricane Laura and its charge up the Mississippi and up through the central part of our country in the Midwest?
What a devastating hurricane. This, when it made landfall, it was a Category 4, sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. 800,000 people don't have power. Now they're looking at a couple hundred thousand people don't have drinking water. So it's been a mess. Lots and lots of flooding. The storm surge was horrific. You know, when you look at those low-lying areas where this hurricane landed, they're already below sea level. So when it landed mid-high tide, you're looking at 15 feet of storm surge. So that's 15 feet of water that just covered everything. And as we all know, and especially I'm from New Jersey and having lived through Hurricane Sandy, there is nothing like water damage. I know fires, you know, burn through quickly.
Mold.
That's horrible too.
Yeah,
but water damage, oh man, that's just, it is so difficult to not have to just scrap everything and start from scratch. It's it's pretty devastating.
We continue with our overview of the top stories from 6 to number 1 are in our focus as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup with Victoria Horn. Victoria Horn.
We got married.
Jen and I got married.
Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off.
power take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in action here, our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find each week should you be desirous of looking at the details. It's always printed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the talk overview of what's going on in this fabulous business. The stories this week moving up to number 6. The situation in our economy with businesses reopening. I think the saddest news of the week is that Lord & Taylor, a store that's anchored lots of malls, closing. All of them. They will be gone. They are gone, I guess, as far as that's concerned this week.
Makes you wonder if we're ever going to get brick-and-mortar stores back again or if this is just the end of an era. I mean, that was like my relaxation, my therapy back in the olden days was to go to a mall and just walk around, not even necessarily to buy things, but just to go.
It's a cultural thing, Jennifer. Yeah. It's a cultural thing. And so in league with this on the people list, Jeff Bezos is number 9 because his wealth quotient announced this week up 9 or 10% because of the very thing we're talking about. The fact that, especially during COVID, so many people are ordering things online, and Amazon is the big kahuna when it comes to that. There's so much going. Look at the prime. Have you noticed in your neighborhood how many prime vans there are driving all over the place? They're all over the place. Trucks carrying merchandise. It's like overnight this thing has blown up. And as a result of that, you know, we were chuckling a few weeks ago about the fact that when he divorced, his ex-wife got $38 billion. He's already made that back again in terms of his wealth, his overall wealth. That's because of what's going on in the economy. How many of us know people who own businesses, small business people? I have many of my friends are folks here locally who run plumbers, electricians, people who are running little stores, that kind of stuff. And they're, you know, they're getting back into business and finding the plumber as busy as could be.
Contractors are very busy. My sister-in-law is looking to get some work done on her apartment in Manhattan, and she can't find anybody. They're so backlogged.
And when you do find them, Victoria, most of the people, at least in the Northeast, and I would dare say it's like this around the country, many of the people that are working in these trades are not Americans. They don't speak English. The crew boss is somebody from Brazil or Mexico or something. It's pretty amazing how American workers have just fallen off. And this leads me into another view into the economy, the number of people who are on some kind of, not disability, but some sort of unemployment insurance, how we've made it so easy. Why do so many of these trades have people in them that are they don't speak English? They may
because
or
Americans
may not be
don't
legal.
Want those jobs, and that's part of the problem, and we need to talk about that. That's the thing that no one talks about. Everyone wants to complain, oh, how come everybody's, you know, is from another country doing X, Y, and Z trade? Because Americans don't want to do that work.
Well, why should it be
to,
your choice? What, they go collect insurance?
I think we need to be honest about that.
Yeah, but we made it so easy for people to not work.
I think we've made it really easy for people.
There's a lot of things going on here that we've made it really easy. We are incentivizing people staying home instead of having meaningful jobs. We have created a culture of people who just want to be taken care of by the government and who don't want to do work. That's number one. Number two, you also have a lot of companies who think if they hire people under the table, they can pay less than what they'd have to if they paid someone who is, air quotes, American worker. And so that's another problem, is that you have companies who are trying to bypass that system and hire outside to save a few bucks. And
yeah, but I also think we've got a major education problem where we push everybody to four-year liberal arts schools and no one wants
that.
To go to a trade.
I agree with that 100%.
Problem.
Yep.
Huge problem.
Yep.
It, needs to be
it is a huge problem.
For sure.
Yep, I think you're right on with that one. Number five, speaking of schools, is what's going on college campuses and in public schools and private schools as well. 28 after the hour. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra-pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the Breakfast Combo Family Meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the Chicken Fried Steak Family Meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry-out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the fold here, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We make up the DJV crowd from the DJV show, which airs around the country every week in various time slots. So we take our we take an hour of our precious time to go through all these items that talkers have come up with for the week. Number 5 is interesting because oftentimes on our program we do Monday through Friday, when the microphones go off, the conversation continues. The ladies will talk among themselves about the essence of some issue that we've been on, and I listened with aplomb to your continuing focus on schools and education. because there's more to be said here, actually, with the connection to the economy and jobs and where they are and where you go to school and what you should learn. I think we all agree that the trade schools are really a necessity, and there aren't enough of them in our country, and people are not being trained to do things.
Well, people look down on them. I think it's not even that there's not enough of them. It's that people
Why would you look down?
Because there's this push, I don't know, there's this push to send people to four-year universities.
Well, what do you get out of it? You can't get anywhere anymore in a four-year. You got to go get a master's
degree. I've totally changed my perspective on it, 100%. I used to be sort of an educational elitist or whatever, I've completely done a 180 because I know so many people who spent so much money on multiple degrees and they're not advancing or making the money back to make up for that student debt, which is another big problem. People graduate with $200,000 of debt and they're not starting at $200,000 a year for salaries. So it takes a very long time to get back up to, you know, or if they ever get to that level. But I think, you know, I was telling you guys off the air, my cousin went to a trade school for HVAC and he is so busy. He's only 19 years old. He's still doing his apprenticeship, but he's making a lot of money and he is so busy.
What did you say, $90,000 this year?
That's what they start at.
God love the kid.
I was like, Aiden, what's going on, buddy? Like, cousin V's coming for a loan.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number four. Well, actually, we've found things constricting a little bit, which is sort of, I think, a realization that the COVID thing, while it hasn't gone away and still is a problem, it isn't the top. We had weeks when COVID and related stories were the top five or six, maybe even seven items. In the countdown, there are only two that are related. Number four is basically an overall overview of the healthcare system with the discussion of masks and the testing and whether there's to be testing or there isn't to be testing, that sort of thing. And number three is look at where things have changed. The states where it's hot and states where it isn't. Numbers are way off in Florida. Things are getting better there. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, both the doctors associated with the DJV program who are on a show that many of you may hear on a lot of these same stations, Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both agreed this week that we have seen the top of the mountain and we're on the other side. Jack basically said on the air, it's over. Well, it's over in terms of growth.
Unless you live in California, where this week the governor introduced us to a new term to be scared of. Have you heard of the twindemic?
Yes. Well, let's tell that story because that is a good focus on this whole issue.
Well, the twindemic is now the fear that you're going to get both the coronavirus and the flu at the same time.
Yeah.
And so now the next round of testing that's being developed is going to test you for the flu and coronavirus, which is helpful. I'm not poo-pooing the test. It's just something more for us to worry about now. Instead of having a pandemic, now we can worry about 2020's next best hit, the twindemic. Ugh.
Yeah. So there's that, the mask debate. I don't know why it still continues. It just seems kind of silly to me, the whole thing. What does also seem silly and rude, and actually maybe there's a term that's stronger for it, all these people, we were talking about schools going back to campus and that sort of thing, and the fraternities having big parties, and then the right after that.
Interact like nothing ever happened.
Right.
Know, like
well, but then they're all getting sick.
On Greek Row. Yeah.
Yeah. They're all getting sick. Now, are the number of people dying because of this going up? No. Still people are dying, but they're the infirmed older folks. There's been a lot of discussion about youngsters, whether they should go back to school, whether they would transmit and pass it on to each other. The answer to that is pretty much no. But can they pass it on to their parents and grandparents? Yeah, they can.
That's the scary part. Yeah.
It is. So what do you do under that circumstance? Now, most of the youngsters I know, my grandson included, they really want to get back to school. So to look at a screen and try to figure out who their friends are going to be, not an easy task. And social stuff for youngsters, especially at that age, very important. So that's another issue.
Yeah, if you think about how little kids meet each other, they usually just start talking on a playground, you know? That's, you know, when you look around, you watch little kids at that age interact.
Social interacting.
It's kind of like, hi, I'm Miles. What's your name? And then they just start, you know.
Exactly right.
Really good about that. Adults, not so much, but kids are great at that. So
great at it.
Hopefully we'll
a lot
be
of
able
being
to,
missed right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we just hope that it returns to normal at some point. Not too distant.
I think you'll see it as we get close to the end of the year. and the vaccine comes out, whether it's really going to do any good or not, it's a good psychological thing.
And November 4th. I mean, I think we can be honest enough to say that a lot of this will die down when people aren't using it to attack politicians. This will also die down.
Right. Well, that's another thing. The number one issue this week, let's put that aside for a second, Jennifer. Number two this week is the focus on race and race relations in our country. And the fact, one of the things I thought that was most interesting was the NBA going out basically on strike because of what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. Although I guess the NBA is going to go back to playing. Some of the players are still going to stay out, it would seem.
MLB
so maybe
had canceled a bunch of games, but I think they're also going to. It's driven by the players. It's not the organization or the league. The players are the ones who, you know, have been watching a lot of MLB coverage, and the players have been holding press conferences and talking about it, and there's a lot of emotion right now. They're guys crying on the screen. It's very emotional to watch. I don't know how anyone can really just turn a blind eye to it. It's something that needs to be addressed head on.
One of the things
is how, and that's what I take issue with. And I don't know that walking away from one baseball game or walking away from a basketball
game
is going to solve the problem. I don't think that violence is going to solve the problem. What I think people need to do is they need to take a break and actually think about some of the things that are happening, really happening, without the narrative in American cities. And I don't know that anybody's willing to do that. I think this movement, which could have had so much good, has been co-opted in so many bad ways. And
well, look at the kid himself who did the shoot up in Kenosha. 17 years old, came in from some place in Illinois. He goes down the street like he's on his way to the gunfight at the OK Corral, and the police pass him.
Well, he got attacked, according to reports, and then he shot and killed people. Now, why was he even there is the question.
Right.
Why were those people also on the street?
Why
were those other people out on the street? There is a curfew. If you know that there is a curfew, party's over, go home. And we can't just allow this kind of... All of this is only going to result in more people getting hurt and more stupid stuff like this.
And one wonders, where is his family? How did he get the gun? And his life, by the way, is over. Whether he lives or dies, he's done. His life, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Whether or not but there are multiple pictures of him posing with this looks like a military rifle.
Yeah,
like he's 17, but like where did he get the gun? He lives with his mom, who's a single mom. Why didn't the mother know? I mean, he's standing there grinning like an idiot with this big gun in multiple pictures. How does the mother not know this? I don't get it.
Yeah, where are our parents? What's going on? They'll all say, I have to work. You know, there's
the
all kinds
thing.
Of excuses that are
I mean, that's the same thing
ridiculous.
That people are talking about everywhere, is that a lot of this violence, a lot of what starts all of this to begin with and all of this bad behavior is the deconstruction and the collapse of the American family.
Right.
And it's, you know, we have deconstructed this culture so much, gotten so many people addicted and married to government that there's no one raising these kids. And it's just, I don't know if this is the case
that's
for this
vote.
Guy or not.
What can you give to me? That's part of the decision that's made by people. Oh, what can I get from the government? That politician voted for something. I got this, blah, blah, blah. And so away it goes. In a moment, Trump makes his case for reelection as we get to the number one story of the week here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Story list this week at number 10. The opening of a lot of movie theaters. What's playing? I noticed that in my local theater, it was the Raiders of the Lost Ark and a new movie about David Copperfield. No, not the magician. Number 9, the focus on personal relationships and what's happening in our country as people are full of fear and anger. Number 8, our relationship with China and to a lesser extent, Russia. Focus of lots of conversation as well it should be. Hurricane Laura occupies the number 7 spot. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, stores reopening, businesses reopening, and what is it? Number 5, what the heck are we going to do for education, schools, and college campuses reopening, and the problems going with that? Healthcare in our focus at number 4, along with the COVID stats at number 3. Race relations and urban violence, number 2, And as you might expect, the presidential race is the number one story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. You can help prevent heart disease if you exercise regularly, eat right, maintain a healthy weight, reduce stress, and don't smoke. But can you do anything to reverse it if you already have it?
Very clearly, it is possible to reverse heart disease.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says,
the heart disease you can reverse is the narrowing of the arteries in the heart.
He says even if you have known heart disease, you can help improve your risk factors for developing blockages that can cause heart attack. And while lifestyle changes won't open an artery if it's already blocked by calcification, they can help prevent other blockages from happening.
Once you do things like stop smoking, take care of your diabetes, take care of blood pressure, the progression stops.
Making changes isn't easy. Dr. Kopetsky says to start small, replace a bag of chips with an apple, and build from there. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Next up, a list of the people. You'll find this list and the story list every week at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. This is a service of talkers. It is really something a lot of people glom onto because they're fascinated with this format. Number 10 is Alexei Navalny, I think that's the right way of pronouncing. He's the guy that Putin's trying to poison. Jeff Bezos is at 9. Dr. Fauci is at 8. Kayleigh McEnany, if you pronounce that right, McEnany. We'll say Kayleigh, number 7. Kellyanne Conway, interesting story with her, number 6. Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the story from Kenosha, number 5. Melanie Trump and the Trump family, number 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe and Kamala at number 2. And the president, Donald Trump, is at the top of the people list, as you might expect, given that the presidential race and the Republican convention this week was on the top of people's minds. So, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's move into the number one item here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So, what is Trump's strategy, do you think, Jennifer? And the takeaways from the RNC final night or from the whole week, where do you come down on this? You're a big supporter. What do you think?
I think it was a really effective convention. I think the focus was on real people telling real stories about how Trump policies help them in their everyday lives. And I think you had the president also be able to deliver what he thinks will be ahead for the next 4 years. The criticism that I had of the Democrats' convention is that there wasn't a lot of substance. It was all about, I hate Trump and I don't like Trump. And that's one reason for you not to vote for him. But what else are you going to do for me once you get there is the question. And I don't think Democrats answered that. I do think that Republicans did, and I think that they set out a priority on safety, priority on law and order. You heard a ton about the COVID-19 virus. You heard a ton about China. You heard a lot about, gosh, you heard a lot about farmers. You heard a lot about the economy. I mean, there was just a lot to go around. I mean, people like to criticize President Trump as to that he didn't do anything. And I think the president and the RNC answered that the president actually has done a lot, and he's done it under circumstances where people were trying to throw him out of office at every turn.
Mm. All right, Victoria, did you spend much time talking or with your friends or listening or watching the RNC convention?
No, I did not. I did not see a lot of it. I just saw bits and pieces. I'm not the audience, and I understand that.
No, I'm not either. But I will tell you, in the review that has come down, I tend to think a little more substance came out of the Trumpster approach to this than came out of the Biden approach to it, frankly. I think there's a little more substance there, so we'll see how it plays out. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is Tech Talk review time here. 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top five items this week from the world of technology as examined and reported on by Victoria. So let's go through and figure out what made it to the top five list here. Number five is a focus on Zoom. And yeah. How it didn't work so well this week.
It did not. Zoom had a sluggish start to the new school year. And as schools reopened this week with video conferencing, Zoom had a huge outage. And I think it was just they were not prepared for the number of kids and teachers back in school on top of people who are working from home and relying on multiple Zoom calls a day. So this was a lengthy outage that began early in the morning, went until about 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on where you were. This all happened last Monday. Depending on where you were in the country, some people had issues, some people didn't. But for the most part, a lot of kids were basically calling it a digital snow day. So yeah. Kids were supposed to be in class all day Monday, and it didn't happen. So Zoom has obviously already had their fair share of issues, privacy, security issues. They've got a lot of rival services that are, you know, kind of challenging them at this point. And we'll see where it goes. But at this point, it looks like Zoom is still going to be the default program or platform for remote learning for kids. But I think maybe companies might start moving away from it because there have just been so many security issues.
Number four is a focus on Google Maps and what's going on with that.
For the first time in a long time, Google Maps is actually getting a really nice update, and you can already see it in effect. They're rolling it out, but you can already see the differences in the color mapping algorithmic technique that they're using. So it helps people easily distinguish different types of terrain. So the beaches are tan, the forests are green, variety of of water, bodies of water, blue for lakes and oceans and ravines, things like that. It helps people, they say, who are staying away from mass transit. It's helping people explore areas on foot, on bicycle, hiking trails, things like that. So it's a good update. It's going to start also in cities. New York, London, and San Francisco are the first three cities that they focused on. You're going to see a lot of updates for sidewalks, pedestrian islands. All of that is redrawn. So if you're using Google Maps in real time, if you're like walking around a city with your phone open, you'll be able to distinguish more easily where you are. So it's about time. Google Maps was looking really stale for a long time, so I'm happy that they've done that upgrade.
Number three on the list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on Fitbit.
Fitbit had a really big week this week. This was trending for most of the week. They've unveiled a new smartwatch series. It's three different wearables, and the main one is Fitbit Sense. It's an innovative smartwatch. It's built with sensors that help you better understand what's happening in your body. It has a sweat reading sensor that detects small electrical changes to tell you how your body is responding to stress. The other cool thing is that it actually, like the Aura rings that the NBA players are wearing in the bubble in Orlando, this new Fitbit Sense, which costs $395, is not that cheap, but if you are looking for something that's got an advanced heart rate and breathing rate technology, this has it. It measures skin temperature. Early testing shows that that these changes have been in your body have been detected very early on. In some cases, even before, for COVID, they've actually detected that if you have COVID symptoms up to several days before you even show symptoms, which is really cool. And it has, you know, Fitbit is known for their sleep tracker. That is still on par. The new battery lasts 6 days, so you wear it 6 days in a row before you have to charge it. So you wear it 24 hours a day so it can monitor all of your health symptoms. So it's really cool, and it's a big advancement for Fitbit.
We've been talking a lot this week about the hurricane, and now we focus on technology in the hurricane with number two.
We are in hurricane season, and so there are several things that you want to do. Obviously, everyone knows your smartphone could be your lifeline during a major storm. You have to keep it charged, keep it plugged in. Keep it plugged in until the very, very minute that you lose power. Then unplug everything because people have been struck by lightning through electrical cords. So keep a Mophie charge stream pad. It's $30. It's a wireless power station. One of the other things that I like, it's an app called Zello. It's a free app. It turns your smartphone into a hybrid walkie-talkie and police scanner. You can actually connect with rescue workers. The FEMA app is free. It helps give you some emergency kits, Gas Buddy, and Airbnb. Keep those on your phone during storms because Airbnb will actually let you know where you can stay for free.
Number one, false COVID claims.
Oh, yeah. Facebook and social media is just rife with all kinds of fake social media information on COVID. They call it an infodemic. Bottom line, don't get your COVID information from Facebook. Go to the CDC site. Go to reputable doctor sites. Don't use Facebook.
Top five tech stories, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Miravet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rostra. A protester was shot and killed in Portland, Oregon over the weekend after a large caravan of Trump supporters and Black Lives Matter protesters clashed in the city's streets. Rose City Mayor Ted Wheeler lashed out at the president for, in his words, trying to inflame racial tensions.
President Trump, you bring no peace. You bring no respect to our democracy. You, Mr. President, need to do your job. And I, Mr. President, will do my job as the mayor of this city. And we will both be held accountable, as we should.
Meanwhile, the president tweeted back that he blamed Wheeler and other Democratic mayors for the violence. On ABC's This Week, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says even though Portland officials have said they don't want the feds there, nothing is being ruled out.
I believe all options continue to be on the table, specifically as we talk about Portland.
Meanwhile, critics of the president also pointed to the president's plans to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday, the site of another police-involved shooting. Local Democrats there denouncing the trip. Following an announcement from the Director of National Intelligence, Senator Marco Rubio says congressional oversight of elections faces an historic crisis.
Florida Republican Marco Rubio, acting chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says congressional oversight is facing a historic crisis after the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, notified Congress on Saturday that the Intelligence Committee will be scaling back in-person congressional briefings on election security. In his letter to Congress announcing the change, Ratcliffe said that the Intelligence Committee would switch over to written updates on election security issues to ensure that intelligence information is not misunderstood nor politicized. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Key state and federal air hazard monitors offline in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura hit the industrialized coast, but Louisiana says it only knows of one significant plant threat, a chlorine fire in Lake Charles area. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Belarus, shaken by 3 weeks of massive protests against its authoritarian president, has deported some foreign journalists and revoked the accreditation of local reporters.
Two Moscow-based Associated Press journalists who were covering the protests have been deported to Russia. The AP's Belarusian journalists had their press credentials revoked. The Belarusian Association of Journalists said accreditation rights have also been taken away from 17 Belarusian media workers. Criticism over the crackdown came from both media outlets and governments. Protesters say the results of the August 9 presidential election were rigged and are calling for President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country since 1994, to resign. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The number of COVID-19 patients in intensive care beds in Italy has been rising in the past few weeks. On Sunday, 86 persons persons infected with the virus occupied ICU beds. More at townhall.com. A report from Politico suggests New York City could face another coronavirus explosion.
After gaining control of its first devastating spike in March and April, medical experts say a combination of colder weather and students returning to school could bring a new surge of COVID-19. A number of New York residents told the New York Times in a Tuesday report that there is a growing feeling of anxiety and impending doom in the city. Health experts may be more prepared for a new surge in cases, however, knowing what to expect. Some city hospitals, including Northwell, Mount Sinai, and NYU Langone Health, are already stockpiling supplies. Patrick Frost reporting.
This year's Boston Marathon is a virtual event because of the coronavirus pandemic, but a week-long TV special will showcase runners' stories as they go the distance on their own. The Boston Marathon live broadcast will air nightly from September 7th through the 13th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves three lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
I don't know what your middle initial really is.
You're thinking of Michael J. Fox. I'm Michael S. Harrison.
Michael S. Harrison.
That's right. My middle name is
Stanley.
No, actually, my middle name is Stephen.
Is it?
Yes.
Michael
Stephen.
Okay.
Harrison.
I know that about you.
Yeah, well, I know the truth. And,
I do.
Here
the
I am.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. Harrison and Stephen. Sounds like a morning show. Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. To go through the stories this week, the top 10 stories, according to the research the folks at Talkers have done, and the people list as well. This has a little more variety. We're getting into a little more variety now that COVID is on the wane. Michael, you want to go through the list?
Yes, COVID is over. We're all healthy and happy and running around mask-free.
Yay!
Without a care in the world.
Yes,
the
right.
Economy is booming, and our lives are back to that wonderful thing called normal. Oh, to be normal again, whatever that ever meant. Okay, let's go. Number 10. The movie theaters have attempted to open, and there are changes in the entertainment industry that people are talking about because they're technological, and thus they affect our habits and sociology. Very interesting indeed. And number 9, also habits and things of that nature, is psychology and personal relationships at number 9. At number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. At number 7, Hurricane Laura, California wildfires, and climate change. At number 6, the economy, business reopening woes, and tech billionaires thriving. We'll talk about that. At number 5, schools and campus reopening problems. At number 4, healthcare, meds, masks, and the CDC testing flap. COVID-19 stats and projections are the number three thing. At number two, race relations, urban violence, suburban housing controversy, and the brief NBA demonstration where they didn't play for a couple of days to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. And at number one, we had the RNC, which is short for Republican National Convention, the presidential race, the USPS controversy, that's the United States Postal Service, and the defunding police controversy, all bunched up under politics and the presidency, and number one. On our people survey, the Russian opposition to Vladimir Putin, who has poisoned Alexei Navalny, at number 10.
Putin got poisoned?
Not Putin. Putin is the poisoner, or allegedly. I don't want to.
No, we would never suspect him of doing anything.
No,
like that.
I don't want to besmirch the reputation of our friend.
No.
At number nine, Jeff Bezos, struggling young working.
Ka-ching.
Man. $200 billion.
You know, this is
I could live thing. On $90 billion.
Oh, yeah. Listen. His wife, you know, his wife made a big thing when they got divorced last year. She got $38 billion,
yeah.
And he's already made up for it, and his wealth has gone to what it was before, and then some.
She really she got screwed. I mean,
yeah,
$38
right, exactly.
billion. Dollars. She could have gotten more.
Yes, right. Mm.
Mm. If I were her lawyer, I would have taken him for at least.
Go back to court.
Yeah. At number eight, we have Dr. Tony Fauci. At number seven, let me see if I get the name right. Kayleigh McEnany. I got it right.
Right. Close
and
up.
Then Kellyanne Conway. Those two right. next to each other, you could trip over your tongue. She's at number six. Kellyanne is. Kayleigh is at seven. At number five, Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the Kenosha story.
Yep.
We have at number four Melania Trump and the Trump siblings, all tied at four. Mike Pence is three. Joe and Kamala are at two. And Donald Trump is at number one. What a crazy week.
Well, they're all kind of crazy. I'm going to the business number one. This is not I'm not taking issue with the fact that you have the parcel of the Postal Service in there. But of all of the things that we are talking about, in my mind, this is contrived, completely contrived. And I'm not sure which side of it appears to me that the unions who have a stranglehold on the Postal Service, the work rules are ridiculous, the number of hours these people have to work, the circumstances, the attitude. It's just that they have dug themselves a hole. The union, in my opinion, has dug themselves a hole, and now they are reaping the benefits of an outfit that's completely out of control. I don't know anything about this guy that went over there. A lot of people think, oh, well, Trump put him there because he's going to wreck the election. Now, where's the proof of that? You know, other than some of the sorting machines, I don't understand that either. But in terms of trying to whip up a controversy out of something, for years we've been talking about how inefficient the Postal Service is. Now, you could ask the question, why didn't Trump put somebody in there the first year instead of waiting until now to clean it up? Maybe that's a legitimate question. But to look at the U.S. Postal Service like it was some kind of shining light in the darkness is absurd. It is a horrible example of inefficiency, of government corruption, union corruption. And so to get them, to put them in the same category as, you know, some of the other things that the news media has made a big deal out of it because it becomes political. And so, you know, I don't know that with the other item that was number one, the defunding of the police, whether we have talked at all about it. I'd be really wonderfully interested in your take on the way this has been manipulated as well. Who among us wants to defund the police? Don't we all want to reorganize? And do people understand the difference, do you think, Michael?
I don't know. I think most people support the police. I think that I think even black people support the police. I think that it's been totally politicized. And I think that it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that we...
Well, it's ridiculous to think you're going to...
It's a tragedy that we can't look at a situation like that and analyze it for what it is, as opposed to talking about it in extreme terms.
Yeah,
police
right.
good, police bad.
Yeah,
they're bad, get rid of them.
Well, it's like the race relationship thing. That's gone too far, too.
Of course it has.
Yeah, it's we just go from one side to the other, and you know, if there's anything, and I'm talking too much here, I want to get you in the focus. I
don't care. I've actually went out for a muffin.
Is it blueberry muffin?
It's very good. I was hoping you'd continue to talk at least another 2 minutes while I swallow it.
I can easily do that. You know, I can do this. I can go on and on. You know me. I can go on forever.
That's okay. You're interesting. It's cool. Anyway, it doesn't matter how much you speak. It's the intelligence of what you say.
Well, thank you.
And no, I'm praising myself.
Exactly.
You got to watch out. You know, you got to watch out for those Harrison left-handed compliments.
I know it. Right, nothing wrong with that.
But all kidding aside, the extremes are dominating the conversation, and they're accelerating into fear. We are so. This is the year, the lost year of
the year
fear.
Of fear.
Yep. This is the year of fear. And the fact of the matter is the race situation has accelerated to fear. The police thing is fear. The USPS is fear. The election is everything is fear. Both sides.
COVID, fear.
It's a year of fear. You know? And fear leads to hate. And hate leads to death. So we got to figure out how to reverse this without going in the opposite direction and being in denial. You can't be in denial. There are racial issues. There are problems with the United States Postal Service. There is a lot of political corruption. There are problems with the police departments. And both parties lie through their teeth. So we got to figure out a way to come to an intelligent solution. I don't know whether that can be done. I don't know if it's ever been able to be done. You know, as I get older and wiser, I become sadder.
You're getting older and wiser?
I hope so.
Wow.
I'm getting one or the other, at least. Right. I'm certainly getting older.
Why can't they be like we were perfect in every way?
Why can't we be? Why can't it be like the old days when things were great?
Yeah, right. 1954 Bel Air Chevrolet, two-toned, turquoise and white.
Wow. Yeah. I would like a 1958 Chevy Impala convertible.
I had my first car was a 1964 Chevy Supersport.
Ooh.
My aunt had it, and I bought it for $900 from her. It was a great car. It was a fabulous car. Bucket seats, wow. Phew.
My first car was a Rambler.
Was it really?
Yeah, the one with the
Nash
seats,
like, Rambler?
It wasn't a Nash Rambler. It was a Rambler, and it was an old Rambler. Somehow I wound up getting it because it was cheap, and everybody made fun of me because it had the seats that went back, which everybody laughed at. Oh, you go to the drive-in movie with your floating bedroom. I never had the experience.
You and a Rambler. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. You take care of your body with diet and exercise, right? So make sure you take care of your brain with diet and exercise as well. The dietary supplement I recommend is Prevagen. Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life. Add it to your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory with a proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen, Prevagen. It leads to a better brain and a better life.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So the business about the economy, number six on a lot of people's minds because of jobs and that sort of thing, people that have their own businesses, can we make it? The fact that Lord and Taylor closed all of their stores this week, Michael. Mm-hmm. And if you walk through a mall, and I know you haven't been out much, there are a number of malls near you down there, a number of malls around where I am. I went into one. I went into the Macy's, and it was like it was a ghost town.
Yeah,
there's nothing in the store.
The malls were on their way out to begin with. Now this has just been a death blow, totally.
Yeah. And so it makes Bezos worth $200 billion. And all the people that are ordering online,
right?
And whether it's food, I mean, it doesn't make any difference. People are those prime vans. Do you see them down in Florida? They're all over the place here, all over the place.
Yeah,
the prime delivery vans.
We're in a new era, no question, and we're not going back. Those malls will not come back.
They're doing other things with it. They're putting those big entertainment complexes and those exercise places the kids go. You know, those jump around places that. Going into a lot of malls around here. All right, we continue, Michael and Doug, here looking at the charts for the week of August 24th to the 28th on the Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that people who cut back on added sugar, refined grains, and highly processed foods and ate plenty of whole foods lost significant weight over the course of a year.
Whole foods are in their natural state, so fresh or frozen fruits and vegetables, whole grains.
And according to Mayo Clinic's Dr. Donald Hensrud, they typically have only a fraction of the calories found in processed foods.
Sometimes we think that volume equals calories. There's the same amount of calories in 1 1/3 sticks of butter, a small amount of food, as there is in 10 or 11 heads of lettuce or 35 cups of green beans. So when you look at that food, it seems more food, but vegetables and fruits have a lot less calories. And so if we can stick to a plan that limits our calorie intake indirectly by focusing on real foods, that can be effective.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
The folks at Epson recently commissioned a survey about working from home, and among other things, they found that up to 20% of us have the TV on. So how can you be more efficient? Karen Rowden from Epson has some tips.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to work from home, you do need to have your tech in place. You need to have your phone, you need to have your laptop, you need to have your printer. You need to have all of the software, Zoom and Teams, you know, just all of our Epson teams. We've been working on Zoom and Team Chat. So you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
And what about a reliable printer?
From a printer perspective, I really do recommend an EcoTank printer. It's a super tank printer that has tanks of ink instead of cartridges. And so it comes with up to 2 years worth of ink.
And those tanks of ink mean less trips to the store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So let's get back into it here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher. Every week, he and his staff go through by listening to radio stations, talking to program people, hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Come up with this top 10 list, the stories and the people who are on it. Did you watch the convention at all? Of the two conventions?
I watched both of them. I didn't watch all of them. I mean,
no.
who could take it?
So which was the better of the two from your perspective in terms of format, presentation, information? What did you think about that?
Well, I'm not going to get into information because I thought both were extremely full of hyperbole and nauseating American images. I hate pandering to patriotism.
Yeah.
I find that to be very shallow.
And, it is shallow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that I wasn't thrilled with the messages of either convention. They were both extreme. As a matter of fact, they were so extreme that they were both similar. However, I found from a production standpoint, both were excellent. I think that they did a very good job in producing a really, really state-of-the-art infomercial. This was infomercial production at its best. So the broadcaster in me just looked at it that way. The citizen, the student of politics, totally, absolutely horrifying.
Where are we? I mean, where in the world are we that the two best supposed, these are the national campaigns, the national parties, and these are the best guys we can come up with? The best people, whether it's president or vice president, those are the best people? Come on.
It's not even that they're bad people. It's that they choose a method of communicating and a way of approaching things that is extremely fake. It's just fake. And,
that shallow, though? Am I missing? Have we just developed into a bunch of people, a citizenry that just is so sophomoric and lightheaded that they
many of us are really dumb. Not that much people that would listen to a program like this or talk radio. Not everybody that listens to talk radio is a genius, but the medium in which we operate are among people that are active, alert, aware, caring, and whatever, compared to the rest of the country. But the culture has become shallow. I don't think people are shallow. I think people have feelings and people focus on what's important in their lives. It may not be what you're interested in, but what they're interested in. But I find the culture in general, the consumer-oriented commercial culture that we live in, to be extremely shallow and one-dimensional and really doesn't explore all the possibilities that exist within our lives, our consciousness, our awareness. I think we have to evolve a little bit more.
Well, but we're told we've evolved. Humanity has evolved tremendously. Look at all of the technology. Look at all of the economy. Look at all of the things people would point to you, the beauty of the planet and people traveling and being able to get from one place to another. All of that stuff surely shows that we are way ahead of any other civilization that's here. So why are 14% of the people in our country going to bed hungry tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there, where's the leadership, where's the conversation about that? The farmer in me looks around and people are buying all of this food from farmers this year for the first time in years, and the farmers are doing great, but the growing season's coming to an end. And they sold everything that they've made, so there's not going to be any food this winter. People don't realize that we're going to have a real shortage of food in our country. And where's the leadership? Where's the talk? Where's the action?
Hmm. Well, that's this winter. We don't have to worry about that until the winter, right?
Well, no. 14% of the people in our country.
I'm being facetious.
I know you are. But last night, 14% of the people of all ages went to bed on an empty stomach. That's a travesty. All right. Well, maybe we'll deal with it.
Maybe we'll feed everybody in the next
half hour. In the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotions.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort.
Details at WinRiver.com.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Doug is working his way back to you, babe, while I'm sitting here on the mic. And what we do is we count down the 10 most talked about stories of the week on news talk stations, just like the one you're listening to now, and the 10 most talked about people. It's been a crazy week. We have the Republican National Convention has just finished up. Last week it was the Democratic National Convention. If you're just joining us, Doug and I were talking about how the main product, the main tool, the main weapon, if you will, that both parties have employed is the concept of fear. If you listen to the Democrats, there's the fear that the president's lying and authoritarian tendencies and perversion of the Constitution threaten to completely unravel whatever's left of our American democracy, that if you do not elect Joe Biden, we are not going to have a democracy any longer after four more years of Trump. Listen to the Republicans. The fear is that if you do not elect Trump and you elect Biden, the country will be run by unruly, radical Marxists and left-wing mobs hell-bent on tearing down, burning down our cities and totally destroying our American way of life. Both present absolutely different. Both present absolutely different pictures of reality. And Doug is rejoining us. And yes. I was just talking, Doug, about how both parties have packaged fear and such a 180-degree different view of what Americans should be afraid of that it's kind
in
of
in collaboration and concert with the news media.
No question about it.
Yep.
Nope.
So let's take that point of view to the number, this fits into a couple of different categories. But number two this week is a focus on race relations and urban violence, the Kenosha, Wisconsin business, the aftermath of that, the sports figures who didn't want to play, they were protesting. I thought that was an interesting anecdotal side of this. But the picture of this 17-year-old snot-nosed kid walking down the main street in Kenosha with his gun, and basically, you know, he shoots this guy in the stomach, and here's, it's like the gunfight at the OK Corral. Watching this kid, where did he get the gun? Where is his parents? He doesn't have a father. I mean, think about this kid, which he, I mean, you, there's this whole culture of kids this age, Michael, who are fanatics about guns and the police and you
wonder. They're very impressionable. They're very impressionable. They grew up with video games, which do desensitize children. I'm convinced of it. Although I'm not against violent video games. I'm against the unfettered use of them.
I am against them. I don't see a purpose other than to create mayhem in people's minds, these young, impressionable kids. There's way too much video stuff. You can see the anti-socialism both on the part of men and women, young men and women. They just don't have conversational technique. They don't have the ability to discuss things. Everything is about the damn device. They walk around like zombies. You know, I don't think I'm some old guy who doesn't get it. I just think that the practical side of this leads us to no place good.
Yeah, well, I mean, many societies have gone to no place good. That's the history of the world, so there's nothing saying that ours can't do that as well. You know, intelligence, education, hard work, values, principles are things that have to be generated constantly. They're not just a given. That's why I complained earlier about both conventions being steeped in patriotic symbolism. Because symbolism ain't the real thing.
No.
You know?
But are we falsely brought into it? Are we that simplistic that we, for the most part, are influenced by that stuff?
It plays to our emotions, yeah. We are influenced by glory. We are influenced by symbols and demonstrations and the idea that we are part of something larger than ourselves. That's what the whole thing about big buildings and statues and flags and songs and marching and uniforms and, you know, all of that stuff, Mount Rushmore, those were four guys.
Yeah.
You know, right. Four guys.
Yeah, we worship them as if they were gods.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. This is something worshiping. That we have to come
and
to
religion, then the parties have become religions. The Democrats.
Yeah.
And the,
oh.
I believe in democracy. No, I believe in the Democratic Party. I believe in the Republican Party. It's like going to church.
It's very much so that. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. It really
this is.
So
we have to really examine human nature and come to grips with the pitfalls. You know, we have an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. I think it was Abraham Lincoln who referred to something about trying to rise to or listen to our higher angels. We do have within
us. Our higher selves, yes.
Yeah, right. We have that within us, but we also have, each and every one of us has a dark side. Mm-hmm. And this is the paradox, the conundrum, you know, all those kinds of words of human nature. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to those, you know, divergent qualities that are in every human being.
Do you want to spend some time on the couch with me and talking to me about your darker side?
I have a very dark side.
We'll explore that later.
Coming up next week, we'll talk about it.
Right. That's so number seven this week is the story of the hurricane. Laura has thrashed the Mississippi Delta, Louisiana, the right-hand coast, if you will, Gulf Coast of Texas, moving up into the central part of our country. This, along with a blow from that weird storm we talked about last week that went through Iowa and Nebraska, some of the food belt. It begins with a D. I can't remember the name of it.
I forgot the word. But it's a new storm, a new type of storm.
Right. So
very destructive.
Millions of acres of corn and soybeans and food produce have been destroyed. The water from this storm is going to duplicate or triplicate, if that's such a word, the problem. I was just talking the last half hour of the program about how 14% of the population is going to bed hungry, and the problems that all the food is being grown this year on the farms is being eaten now, not, you know, canned or put off. So this thing is going to not only devastate the food supply, but the cost of food. It went way up when the beginning of the COVID thing started. Now it's started to go down a little bit, except for the cost of hot dogs, which is still going up. But with this thing, with this mess, oh man, you have no idea what food's going to cost.
So you really are your expertise as a farmer and your insights into the food chain. You really are warning us, telling
us this is a dangerous. This year, we get into the winter months, is a dangerous time for us. Food supplies have already been challenged. They have been weakened. And we don't, and, you know, where are we going to go? Who are we going to depend on? Everybody used to depend on us. Now we can't even grow enough food to depend on ourselves. So where's the food going to come from? You know, we've been talking about how this is the year of fear. And I don't want to install in people's minds the fear, but there have been, you and I have talked about this on the air as well, the astrological curve that is this year and how it hasn't been, the stars haven't been in the same place since the revolution in our country and all the things that have come to bear. We had COVID, we have the race riots, we have the election. I think this is going to be a foursome, and the fear is going to be around food. The shortage of food will cause riots, disruption, anger. People are going to start asking. They better hope it doesn't come before the election, because if there's a problem before the election, neither of these guys have a solution. Trump hasn't got a clue about agriculture, and Biden doesn't have anybody around him either. Look at the people that are around him. They're from the coasts. Biden's from the East Coast. Harris from the West Coast. Who's from the middle of the country where the food's grown?
Well, one good thing about it is it will cure the problem of obesity.
Yeah, that may be true. And there may be over a population, too. Maybe we'll be picking people up on carts on the side of the road like they do in North Korea.
So what should people do? Should people hoard? Are you saying that we should
learn. I think if you want to eat tuna fish, that's not too good for you either, because the mercury. you can find a problem with almost anything these days. We have created and allowed to be created a situation in this country where the food, what we're growing, what is available, is not healthy. We really have for the main, you know, for people who want to buy food that's popularly priced, they go to the dollar store now and buy something in a can. You don't know where that stuff came from. You don't. And so what do? If you can get a hold of some fresh food, maybe you can somehow figure out how to freeze it. But most people have lost that skill, too. It's gone, you know, gone away
I've heard, Doug, that there's a movement in small towns and in suburbs and places where you can do it, of people having backyard chickens, that are people buying chickens.
Oh, everybody's got chickens. Oh, yeah. Chickens are everywhere. If you go into the Tractor Supply, Tractor Supply is one of the big national chains where people can go to get agricultural supplies. I was in one last night, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest thing, people come in that don't know anything about farms, and they buy a dozen chickens. They buy these little hatchers, little chicks.
Right.
And they raise them for 3 or 4 months, and then they eat them.
Well,
they
I hear that they have the eggs, that they're not eating the chickens, that they're supplying themselves with eggs, and they have so many eggs from the backyard chickens, they're even giving them or selling them to their neighbors.
I have free-range chickens on my farm, and we have every day the chickens probably produce 4 or 5 dozen eggs. We have, I've forgotten how many we have, about 40 chickens, I think.
So this is a trend.
By 10
then.
O'clock in the morning, they're gone. All gone. The people come in, grab them, gone.
Oh, I see. But and the zoning laws allow for chickens. If you're in a place where you could have a dog or a cat, you can also have a chicken.
Have a chicken.
Right. So people have chickens, in their backyards. They actually have pet chickens. This is a movement. The funny thing about chickens is when you get to know them, you're never going to eat them because they're very intelligent.
They
have personalities.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I got them all over the farm doing a lot of noise. Conversation with Michael Medved and Michael Harrison. I want to talk about that in a moment. This program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple, non-toxic way. Lose the weight and keep it off. Check it out. Toploss.com is the website. See how this program can be so right for you. The web address, toploss.com. When you check out after you decide you want to use this program to lose weight because it's all natural, use the code DJV to get free shipping and the best deal. That's Calitrin, the number one in the world. This is, and that's a strong statement, number one in the world for natural weight loss, safe weight loss. Find out more about it. Get yourself on the program at toploss.com. Next up, a list of the people. You'll find this list and the story list every week at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. This is a service of Talkers. It is really something a lot of people glom onto because they're fascinated with this format. Number 10 is Alexei I can't pronounce his name. Navalny, I think that's the right way of pronouncing. He's the guy that Putin's trying to poison. Jeff Bezos is at 9. Dr. Fauci is at 8. Kaylee McEnany, if you pronounce that right, McEnany. We'll say Kaylee, number 7. Kellyanne Conway, interesting story with her, number 6. Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the story from Kenosha, number 5. Melanie Trump and the Trump family, number 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe and Kamala at number 2. And the president, Donald Trump, is at the top of the people list, as you might expect, given that the presidential race and the Republican convention this week was on the top of people's minds. So, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing. traveling, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown. All right, let's spend a few minutes talking about this conversation you had, the Michael Harrison interview this week with Michael Medved, who's always been one of my favorites. Tell me what you learned from talking to him and what's
Michael Medved is a very, very bright, cultural, eclectic individual. It's at MH.
The movie reviewer, right? People wonder when they hear it.
He's a conservative who's anti-Trump, which is very, and that's what cost him his job with Salem. He's now working with Bonneville. He's on KTTH in Seattle, and he's syndicated by the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. So he's doing fine, and we talk about history of politics. We talk about the present situation, the post office, the race issue, and we talk a bit about movies and theaters and entertainment. It's really a great conversation, and he tells some really cool stories about
his friendship. He went to school with Bill and Hillary.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that story. Well, I guess I can hear it if I listen to the interview, right?
Yeah, I'm very proud of this one. It's very, very good. MHinterview.com.
He's a good, two good radio guys having a good conversation. It's always fun. MHinterview.com. You also find it at talkers.com, where you can find the list, the top stories and people of the week every week listed at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
If you missed a turn, there's always another turn.
Always.
Take it to get back to the turn you missed.
Use your turn signal.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
To hug, till the corona bug took all the touching away. Nobody knew.
I have to come in here and set this up. This is one of the most fun songs that you're going to hear for a long, long time. From, I'm going to say, the old rock group Gun Hill Road. Mm. If you look at the guys that are in Gun Hill Road these days, you'll probably agree.
I'm the best-looking member.
Yes, you are. Michael Harrison is here. So we have a special sort of, this is a countdown extra in a manner of speaking. I wanted to highlight this new version of an old song, Back When My Hair Was Short, was the original song from Gun Hill Road. Now they've changed the lyrics to back when we used to hug. And Michael Harrison, yes, the same Michael Harrison who's on the countdown, and the same Michael Harrison who does the interviews, and the same Michael Harrison who runs Talkers Magazine, is a member yep. of Gun Hill Road. How did that come about?
Well, I was the DJ that championed them back in the early 70s when I was in the morning at WNAW-FM, and they were a local New York band. And I've been friends with them all the years, and then they got back together 7 years ago with Every 40 Years, a double album, and I got involved with that, and I suddenly, you know, I'm kind of musical. I wound up joining the group, and now we have a new album coming out. I wrote a song, and I'm the lead singer-talker. I sort of do a talky, singy thing about animal welfare, which I'm into, and that'll be coming out in a couple of months. But it's called I Think You Are Real. And
what's some of the lyric? What's the lyrical content?
It's basically the idea that that I respect the subject whom I'm talking to, that they are real, that they're not just an object.
You mean
they're
animals?
Real. Animals.
Yeah. Like yeah. with me and
although
cows
we never say animals. We never say animals in it, so it could be taken in many ways. But no, mm-hmm. I believe cows and dogs and cats are real. Really,
they are.
They're like we are. They're people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
they're right. sentient beings. They're real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very inspirational kind of spiritual song, and it mm-hmm. sounds almost religious in nature. But you know, we'll talk about that when it comes out. It's
okay.
the final mix. But back when we used to hug was written by Glenn Leopold, an original member of Gun Hill Road. And it's his lyrics that were back when we when my hair was short, and he did it on a lark, and we recorded it, and we have a video.
You know, when I first heard this, you told me to listen to it. I spent the rest of the day humming, and that's what's going to happen. When people hear, we're going to try to play most of it here for you in a moment,
mm-hmm.
but you will now spend the rest of this day doing. You'll be humming, or you'll be trying to find a lyric line for this song. You'll find a copy of it so you can listen to it.
Where is it available? YouTube. YouTube. Free. Go to YouTube. Gun Hill, one word, Gun Hill Road, Back When We Used to Hug. And you'll
make money at it, though? Why would you give it away?
There's no way to make money in a thing like that. There are no hit records anymore. Come on. What are we going to go on the road?
Remember that song,
concerts?
What Does It Take to Make a Hit Record? Yeah, you guys should go on the road.
I'd be your announcer.
I'll go on the road with you.
Who
we'll
knows?
Do USO
Who
tours.
We're doing it for fun. We're doing it for fun and for the art of it. Honestly, it's very... Unless you're prepared to really be an industry, you can't make money in the music business anymore.
This is Michael Harrison, newest member of Gun Hill Road. Yes, the same rock group from the 70s when they produced hits like Back When My Hair Was Short. This is a new song, Back When We Used to Hug. Very appropriate for right now. Gun Hill Road.
Back when we used to hug till the corona bug took all the touching away. Nobody knew a thing about social distancing. Now we stay home and just pray.
And just pray, and just pray.
So now we've changed our ways, sheltering night and day, going out weekly for food. Walk into light in the mood. Trying to not come unglued and wondering when quarantining will end.
I think I'll repeat what I just said. You'll spend the day humming this to yourself and wanting to hear and learn what the lyric line is all about. Gun Hill Road. What I was thinking as this was playing and going through the whole thing. Our newest affiliate on the Talk Radio Countdown show is KHOB in Hobbs, New Mexico. I'm wondering what people listening to are thinking to themselves, what is this show? Well, that's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio. You can also get it, by the way, on demand. You can get the countdown at talkradiocountdownshow.com every week. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. One person's dead after two groups clashed in Portland, Oregon over the weekend.
Police say the shooting happened Saturday night. There were numerous fights between the caravan of 600 vehicles of Trump supporters and the Black Lives Matter protesters who've held nightly demonstrations since the police killing of George Floyd. A freelance AP photographer saw medics working on a white man wearing a Patriot Prayer ball cap, which is a right-wing group that has frequently clashed with protesters in Portland. Caravan organizers had posted on Twitter that attendees should only carry concealed weapons. In a speech at the Republican National Convention, Trump referenced Portland as a liberal city overrun with violence. I'm Julie Walker.
Two Chicago police officers shot during a traffic stop, prompting a third officer to return fire and injure the suspect. The two cops taken to a hospital, one in serious condition, the other in good condition. The suspect taken to a different hospital for treatment. And two St. Louis police officers were shot, one of them seriously wounded. Happened Saturday evening as they responded to a report of a shooting on the city's south side. The suspect had been barricaded inside the home, was taken into custody early Sunday morning. One officer shot in the head, very critical. The other suffered a leg wound. Coca-Cola is offering a deal to their workers.
Coca-Cola says it will offer voluntary buyouts to 4,000 employees as it continues to streamline operations by reducing the number of its business units worldwide. The China virus has impacted Coke as crowds are being restricted at sporting events, like football games.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. Credit Bank Suisse says it's planning to close 37 branches in its home country, part of an effort to streamline its business. The company says it expects to implement the changes by the end of this year. You can always check out more news, read the best analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases globally has topped 25 million, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University.
The U.S. leads the count with nearly 6 million cases, followed by Brazil with just under 4 million and India with 3.5 million. The real number of people infected by the virus is believed to be much higher, perhaps 10 times higher in the U.S., according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is due to testing limitations and the many mild cases that may have gone unreported. Global deaths from COVID-19 stand at over 840,000, with the U.S. having the highest toll with 182,000. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An out-of-control wildfire raging in Spain's southern region of Andalusia, forcing more than 3,100 people to evacuate. Blaze broke out Thursday in the mountains near the town of Almonaster in La Real. That's about 75 miles northwest of Seville. More at townhall.com. Beginning the first of the year, it'll be illegal to sell most flavored tobacco products in California.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed a flavored tobacco ban bill on Friday, which was largely developed by Senator Jerry Hill to address an unprecedented surge in youth nicotine consumption. Under the new bill, retailers will not be criminally charged for selling flavored cigarettes or vaping cartridges, but could be fined up to $250 for doing so. Specifically targets sweet flavors, including fruit, chocolate, candy, and dessert, as well as more traditional flavors such as menthol and mint. Patrick Voss reporting.
Restaurants and bars in Anchorage, Alaska will reopen Monday for dine-in service with some restrictions. The updated regulation means businesses can resume dine-in service at no more than 50% of building capacity. Patrons will be required to practice social distancing. Masks must be worn by all employees and also by customers when they aren't eating or drinking. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Money back.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the end of the week. Can you believe we're going through our roster of the charts from Talkers Magazine yet again, ladies? The DJV ladies are here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan spent a lot of time on the air with me all through the week. And at the end, we take the charts. The end of the week, we take the charts that have been put together by the researchers at Talkers Magazine with all of the top 10 stories and the people on the list, although during this hour we hardly ever get to the people, but they're all a part of the stories anyway. So as we move through these things, I try to take a different approach each week, but it always ends up we spend time on maybe two or three, maybe four of these stories that seem to pique our interest and apparently have piqued the interest of most of our listeners as well, because the response to us doing this is quite good. Thank you very much. So, as the companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, here are the top 10 stories. The opening of movie theaters at number 10, with the changes we were talking earlier about the television season. That might be worth a minute or two, Jennifer and Victoria. The way, as we look forward to fall, the fact that TV shows are just now getting into production, which is 2 to 3 months later than they normally do, and what that means is this stuff. I was talking about my friend Jonathan Tucker, who's going to star in a new show called Debris on NBC. They're going to shoot September, October, November, and December. It will not be picked. It probably won't air until January.
Is it the pilot, or is it already a series?
The pilot was shot, and they didn't even air it. They just said, yep, we like the pilot.
Oh, okay.
Go. They gave him an order for 13 episodes.
Good.
And then during the filming of the 13 episodes, they'll get a couple of shows on the air, and if they do well, they'll just give them an order for another 10 episodes. That's how the thing works.
I have this feeling a lot of people are going to be watching The Bachelorette and Dancing with the Stars. All of those scripted series it's going to be.
I don't want to watch Dancing with the Stars because Bergeron's not on it anymore. Not that I watch it.
I know, but the point is that the reality style shows will be able to go back.
Right. I want CBS to air all those access shows that they have. Like The Good Fight, but there are about a half.
I have a feeling you're going to start to see that. I really believe that they're going to start airing that. There's a show, I know The Good Fight is that gets great reviews on CBS All Access, which I never understood why that wasn't right on the
network. I didn't
either,
because it followed right on The Good Wife. It's the same cast, basically,
Right. And I love Christine Baranski. I think she's just fabulous.
Very good in it,
The other show that CBS All Access has that has gotten so much buzz is Jordan Peele's new take on The Twilight Zone. I'm not a Twilight Zone fan, but gets rave reviews. So I hope maybe that comes to CBS so we can all see that too. Because I can't add another subscription.
Well, the Star Trek series is going to get airing on CBS.
That also gets great reviews.
Hope
they do. I hope they do like something authentic in terms of that program, because there are a lot of people who are rebooting and put air quotes around it that just aren't the same. Like
you're talking about Star Trek,
Mason.
Jennifer.
Yeah, I'm talking about Star
that
Trek.
That Perry Mason show is awful.
Right. I mean, my parents both watched it all the way through, but they both complained about how violent it was. It wasn't really a reboot. It was just a name-only sort of Perry Mason. So I hope
people who never saw the original really like it. I have a bunch of friends who really love the new Perry Mason, but they've never seen the original. I've never seen the original either. But
really?
God,
how can you be an American without having seen Perry Mason?
Isn't that from like the 50s? It's black and white. It's black and white, but it's fantastic.
That's the theme from Perry Mason.
Oh, okay. It sounded like Jaws for a second there.
And Perry Mason.
My grandmother was so in love with Perry Mason, and was so devastated to find out that he was gay in real life.
Who was Perry Mason?
No.
Perry Mason.
Raymond Burr.
Was an actor named Raymond Burr, who started life in the 40s as a bad guy in movies. He was always a bad guy. And there was a story. Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers of the original Perry Mason TV show were in a theater in Hollywood auditioning for the Perry Mason, the guy who's going to play Perry Mason. And all of the characters that you saw, the guy who played Hamilton Berger, Lieutenant Trask, all the main characters all were vying to be Perry Mason. So they would do come on the stage and yada, yada, and do a little performing or do some lines or whatever. And so when Raymond Burr walked through the curtain, Earl Stanley Gardner, sitting with the producer, said, "There," before he opened his mouth, "that's Perry Mason." And that's how he got the job. And he had it for the rest of his career. During Fred Silverman, who ran NBC, produced the shows as they matured when, it started in the 50s, went through, had top ratings in the 60s, and then the 70s they made movies. They made television movies out of it instead of having it as a series. There would be four or five movies, kind of like they did with Selleck and that, what was the name of that cop thing show that he played, or the character he played? Remember that?
Magnum P.I.? Are you Tom Selleck?
No, no.
No,
there was a...
You're talking about Jesse, whatever.
Yes.
Miniseries role?
Right. It was the same. It was handled the same way. This is for not only for Victoria's benefit, people her age who don't remember some of these shows that were really iconic. All right, so let's move on. Number 9 on the countdown is a focus on personal relationships as they have been impacted. I'm surprised. Well, I don't know. Haven't we talked about this as far as we can? Isn't what else do we say about what's happened to people who've been cooped up because of COVID? What else? We know there's a lot of divorces. Mm-hmm. People, if it's Brad Pitt and his new girlfriend, they got together during during COVID. So, all right, what else is there? Number eight, our relationship with China, especially, but the Russians come into it, China thing. I don't see this. I don't hear from politicians who are running for re-election. How much, for example, Jennifer, I bring both of you into this. How much focus on China was there by either the Democrats or the Republicans?
There was, the Democrats didn't mention two things during their convention. One was violence in major cities, and two was China. None of that was mentioned at all, not once, in the Democrats' convention. It was mentioned a lot by Republicans. It was mentioned a lot in President
Trump's
speech.
What would they say? What are we doing about it?
Tom Cotton was there talking about how we need to hold more people accountable, that the Trump administration... I mean, the argument really was laid out every single night that Joe Biden is in bed with the Chinese government because...
Yeah, but what are the Republicans going to do about... What are they going to do about getting us out of China?
And then also, the thing that was already implemented, by the way, forget campaign promises, is that bring business back from China, which is something we've talked about here. Trump said in the next 4 years he will incentivize businesses to come back. He will not support businesses who continue to, or the government won't support businesses that are continually producing products in China. And
I'd
already
like to see that happen. Yeah.
And already, those are the two promises he made. The thing that's already in place that he did a couple of weeks ago, and it was very quiet, is that he said the government will no longer buy medical products or pharmaceuticals from companies made in China.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about it, but not a lot of people did. Yeah. So
we talked about a lot of stuff on the DJV show that nobody else
talked
about. Yeah. Right. One of the things you said earlier this week was you smell blood in the water with me as far as Trump is concerned, because I wanted to vote for Biden, or I was going to. I don't know that I wanted to, but I was going to until he picked Kamala Harris. How did we pronounce your name again?
Kamala.
Okay. Anyway, I should know that because I was one of the first people who ever interview her when she became the local attorney in Los Angeles. Remember that, Jennifer, back in 90, whenever it was, 94, 95?
She's been a part of at least my time. I mean, I was born and raised here, so I've known of her and followed her for a long time.
Yeah. All right, we'll save that conversation when we get to the number one issue of the week. At any rate, the thing with China needs to be front and center, and it hasn't been, and it needs to be. We need to be, everybody needs to be pressing people they know who are in the federal, whether it's Congress, Senate, all these people need to be asked, what are they going to do, what is their office going to do about incentivizing business, as Jennifer just described, getting them out of China and getting them back here. Number seven this week is the hurricane. Wow, what a mess. And I think also coupled with that is the wildfire situation in California. Jennifer, what's the brief update?
Too.
In Colorado, right. What's the update on that?
Can't give you much of an update about Colorado, but I can certainly tell you in California it was a rough week because of lightning strikes, high winds, and then really the lack of still any desire to clear brush or do anything by both the local and the federal government. It's a compounded problem that's just, it's not going away in California. We had a lot of people, tens of thousands of people under evacuation orders, many of them in the same places that burned just a couple of years ago. There were three major fires burning around San Francisco, 560 burning throughout the state at one time, and resources were just stretched thin. So they had to bring in a lot of firefighters from other states to help fight these fires. And by the way, the military also coming in and the National Guard to try to fight the fires in California.
All right, Victoria, what about Hurricane Laura and its charge up the Mississippi and up through the central part of our country in the Midwest?
What a devastating hurricane. This, when it made landfall, it was a Category 4, sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. 800,000 people don't have power. Now they're looking at a couple hundred thousand people don't have drinking water. So it's been a mess. Lots and lots of flooding. The storm surge was horrific. You know, when you look at those low-lying areas where this hurricane landed, they're already below sea level. So when it landed mid-high tide,
you're looking at 15 feet of storm surge. So that's 15 feet of water that just covered everything. And as we all know, and especially I'm from New Jersey and having lived through Hurricane Sandy, there is nothing like water damage. I know fires, you know, burn through quickly.
Mold.
That's horrible too.
Yeah,
but water damage, oh man, that's just, it is so difficult to not have to just scrap everything and start from scratch. It's it's pretty devastating.
We continue with our overview. The top stories from 6 to number 1 are in our focus as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Roundup with Victoria Horn. Victoria Horn.
We got married. Jen and I got married.
Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With so many of us going online for banking, shopping, and entertainment, we need to be extra careful regarding our cybersecurity. Tony Anscombe is a cybersecurity expert from ESET, and we asked him what to watch out for.
Well, unfortunately, with money behind cybercrime, cybercriminals making money from this, it will continue to grow. And more alarmingly, I think one of my big takeaways from this year is actually ransomware and some of the local authorities, government institutions in the U.S. actually paying the ransoms. And I'm talking about big chunks of money.
Ransomware is when your files or devices are held or locked by hackers. So what to do?
We don't want to be funding cybercrime when we're paying. So if this happens to you, contact a security expert. There may be a decryptor, or they'll give you some tips on how to rebuild your systems. But don't fund cybercrime.
More info is at ESET.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys!
guys. It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in action here, our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, which you can find each week, should you be desirous of looking at the details. It's always printed at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the talk overview of what's going on in this fabulous business. The stories this week, moving up to number six. The situation in our economy with businesses reopening. I think the saddest news of the week is that Lord & Taylor, a store that's anchored lots of malls, closing. All of them. They will be gone. They are gone, I guess, as far as that's concerned this week.
Makes you wonder if we're ever going to get brick-and-mortar stores back again or if this is just the end of an era. I mean, that was like my relaxation, my therapy back in the olden days was to go to a mall and just walk around, not even necessarily to buy things, but just to go.
It's a cultural thing, Jennifer.
Yeah.
It's a cultural thing. And so in league with this, on the people list, Jeff Bezos is number nine because his wealth quotient announced this week up 9 or 10% because of the very thing we're talking about. The fact that, especially during COVID, so many people are ordering things online, and Amazon is the big kahuna when it comes to that. There's so much going. Look at the Prime. Have you noticed in your neighborhood how many Prime vans there are driving all over the place? They're all over the place. Trucks carrying merchandise. It's like overnight this thing has blown up. And as a result of that, you know, we were chuckling a few weeks ago about the fact that when he divorced, his ex-wife got $38 billion. He's already made that back again in terms of his wealth, his overall wealth. That's because of what's going on in the economy. How many of us know people who own businesses, small business people? I have many of my friends are folks here locally who run plumbers, electricians, people who are running little stores, that kind of stuff. And they're getting back into business. And finding the plumber as busy as could be.
Contractors are very busy. My sister-in-law is looking to get some work done on her apartment in Manhattan, and she can't find anybody. They're so backlogged.
And when you do find them, Victoria, most of the people, at least in the Northeast, and I would dare say it's like this around the country, many of the people that are working in these trades are not Americans. They don't speak English. The crew boss is somebody from Brazil or Mexico or something. It's pretty amazing how American workers have just fallen off. And this leads me into another view into the economy, the number of people who are on some kind of, not disability, but some sort of unemployment insurance, how we've made it so easy. Why do so many of these trades have people in them that are not, they don't speak English? They may
because
or
Americans
may not be
don't
legal.
Want those jobs, and that's part of the problem. And we need to talk about that. That's the thing that no one talks about. Everyone wants to complain. Oh, how come everybody's is from another country doing X, Y, and Z trade? Because Americans don't want to do that work.
Well, why should it be their choice? What they go collect insurance?
I think we need to be honest about that.
Yeah, but we made it so easy for people to not work.
I think we've made it really easy.
There's a lot of things going on here that we've made it really easy. We are incentivizing people staying home instead of having meaningful jobs. We have created a culture of people who just want to be taken care of by the government and who don't want to do work. That's number one. Number two, you also have a lot of companies who think if they hire people under the table, they can pay less than what they'd have to if they paid someone who is is, it air quotes, American worker. And so that's another problem, is that you have companies who are trying to bypass that system and hire outside to save a few bucks. And
yeah, but I also think we've got a major education problem where we push everybody to four-year liberal arts schools and no one wants
that.
To go to a trade.
I agree with that 100%.
Problem.
Yep.
Huge problem.
Yep.
It
is a huge problem.
For sure.
Yep, I think you're right on with that one. Number five, speaking of schools, is what's going on college campuses and in public schools and private schools as well. 28 after the hour. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the fold here, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. We make up the DJV crowd from the DJV show, which airs around the country every week in various time slots. So we take our an hour of our precious time to go through all these items that talkers have come up with for the week. Number five is interesting because oftentimes on our program we do Monday through Friday, when the microphones go off, the conversation continues. The ladies will talk among themselves about the essence of some issue that we've been on, and I listened with aplomb to your continuing focus on schools and education. Excuse me, and because there's more to be said here, actually, with the connection to the economy and jobs and where they are and where you go to school and what you should learn, I think we all agree that the trade schools are really a necessity, and there aren't enough of them in our country, and people are not being trained to do things.
Well, people look down on them. I think it's not even that there's not enough of them. It's that
Why would you look down?
Because there's this push. I don't know. There's this push to send people to four-year universities.
Mm-hmm. What do you get out of it? You can't get anywhere anymore in 4 years. You got to go get a master's degree.
I've totally changed my perspective on it, 100%. I used to be sort of an educational elitist or whatever. I've completely done a 180 because I know so many people who spent so much money on multiple degrees and they're not advancing or making the money back to make up for that student debt, which is another big problem. People graduate with $200,000 of debt and they're not starting at $200,000 a year for salaries. So it takes a very long time to get back up to, you know, or if they ever get to that level. But I think, you know, I was telling you guys off the air, my cousin went to a trade school for HVAC and he is so busy. He's only 19 years old. He's still doing his apprenticeship, but he's making a lot of money and he is so busy.
What did you say, $90,000 this year?
That's what they start at.
God love the kid.
Good. I was like, him. Aiden, what's going on, buddy? Like, cousin V's coming for a loan.
Yeah, there you go. All right, number four. Well, actually, we've found things constricting a little bit, which is sort of, I think, a realization that the COVID thing, while it hasn't gone away and still is a problem, it isn't the top. We had weeks when COVID and related stories were the top five or six, maybe even seven items in the countdown. There are only two that are related. Number four is basically an overall overview of the healthcare system with the discussion of masks and the testing and whether there's to be testing or there isn't to be testing, that sort of thing. And number three is look at where things have changed, the states where it's hot and states where it isn't. Numbers are way off in Florida. Things are getting better there. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, both the doctors associated with the DJV program who are on a show that many of you may hear on a lot of these same stations, Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, both agreed this week that we have seen the top of the mountain and we're on the other side. Jack basically said on the air, it's over. Well, it's over in terms of growth.
Unless you live in California, where this week the governor introduced us to a new term to be scared of. Have you heard of the twindemic?
Yes. Well, let's tell that story, because that is a good focus on this whole issue.
Well, the twindemic is now the fear that you're going to get both the coronavirus and the flu at the same time.
Yeah.
And so now the next round of testing that's being developed is going to test you for the flu and coronavirus, which is helpful. I'm not poo-pooing the test. It's just something more for us to worry about now. Instead of having a pandemic, now we can worry about 2020's next best hit, the twindemic. Ugh.
Yeah. So there's that, the mask debate. I don't know why it still continues. It just seems kind of silly to me, the whole thing. What does also seem silly and rude, and actually maybe there's a term that's stronger for it. All these people, we were talking about schools going back to campus and that sort of thing, and the fraternities having big parties, and then the right after that.
Interacting like nothing ever happened.
Right.
Know, like,
well, but then they're all getting sick.
On Greek Row. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all. They're all getting sick. Now, are the number of people dying because of this going up? No. Still, people are dying, but they're the infirmed older folks. There's been a lot of discussion about youngsters, whether they should go back to school, whether they would transmit and pass it on to each other. The answer to that is pretty much no. But can they pass it on to their parents and grandparents? Yeah.
Yeah.
They can.
That's the scary part. Yeah.
It is. So what do you do under that circumstance? Now, most of the youngsters I know, my grandson included, they really want to get back to school. So to look at a screen and try to figure out who their friends are going to be, not an easy task. And social stuff for youngsters, especially at that age, very important. So that's another issue.
Yeah, if you think about how little kids meet each other, they usually just start talking on a playground, you know? That's, you know, when you look around, you watch little kids at that age interact.
Social interacting.
It's kind of like, hi, I'm Miles. What's your name? And then they just start, you know.
Exactly right.
Really good about that. Adults, not so much, but kids are great at that. So
great at it.
Hopefully we'll
be able to. A lot
being
missed right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we just hope that it returns to normal at some point.
I think you'll see it as we get close to the end of the year and the vaccine comes out, whether it's really going to do any good or not. It's a good psychological thing.
And November 4th. I mean, I think we can be honest enough to say that a lot of this will die down when people aren't using it to attack politicians. This will also die down a bit.
Right. Well, that's another thing. The number one issue this week, let's put that aside for a second, Jennifer. Number two this week is the focus on race and race relations in our country. And the fact that one of the things I thought that was most interesting was the NBA going out basically on strike because of what happened in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. Although I guess the NBA is going to go back to playing. Some of the players are still going to stay out, it would seem.
MLB had canceled a bunch of games, but I think they're also going to. It's driven by the players. It's not the organization or the league. The players are the ones who, you know, I have been watching a lot of MLB coverage, and the players have been holding press conferences and talking about it. And there's a lot of emotion right now. They're guys crying on the screen. It's very emotional to watch. I don't know how anyone can really just turn a blind eye to it. It's something that needs to be addressed head on.
One of the things
is how, and that's what I take issue with. And I don't know that walking away from one baseball game or walking away from a basketball is going to solve the problem. I don't think that violence is going to solve the problem. What I think people need to do is they need to take a break and actually think about some of the things that are happening, really happening, without the narrative in American cities. And I don't know that anybody's willing to do that. I think this movement, which could have had so much good, has been co-opted in so many bad ways. And
well, look at the kid himself who did the shoot up in Kenosha. 17 years old, came in from some place in Illinois. He goes down the street like he's on his way to the gunfight at the OK Corral, and the police pass him.
Well, he got attacked, according to reports, and then he shot and killed people. Now, why was he even there is the question.
Right.
Why were those people also on the street?
Down the street with a big,
well,
with
and
a
why
big
were those
rifle?
Other people out on the street? There is a curfew. If you know that there is a curfew, party's over, go home. And this is, we can't just allow this kind of, I guess all of this is only going to result in more people getting hurt and more stupid stuff like this.
And one wonders, where is his family? How did he get the gun? And his life, by the way, is over. Whether he lives or dies, he's done. His life, he'll spend the rest of his life in jail.
Whether or not but there are multiple pictures of him posing with this, looks like a military rifle.
Yeah.
Like, he's 17, but like, where did he get the gun? He lives with his mom, who's a single mom. Why didn't the mother know? I mean, he's standing there grinning like an idiot with this big gun in multiple pictures. How does the mother not know this? I don't get it.
Yeah. Where are our parents? What's going on? They'll all say, I have to work. You know, there's all kinds of excuses that
I mean, that's the same thing
ridiculous.
That people are talking about everywhere, is that a lot of this violence, a lot of what starts all of this to begin with and all of this bad behavior is the deconstruction and the collapse of the American family. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we have deconstructed this culture so much, gotten so many people addicted and married to government that there's no one raising these kids. And it's just, I don't know if this is the case
for
how
they vote.
Guy or not.
What can you give to me? That's part
right.
of the decision that's made by people. Oh, what can I get from the government? That politician voted for something. I got this, blah, blah, blah. And so away it goes. In a moment, Trump makes his case for re-election as we get to the number one story of the week here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Storyless this week at number 10. The opening of a lot of movie theaters, what's playing? I noticed that in my local theater, it was the Raiders of the Lost Ark and a new movie about David Copperfield. No, not The Magician. Number 9, the focus on personal relationships and what's happening in our country as people are full of fear and anger. Number 8, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. Focus of lots of conversation, as well it should be. Hurricane Laura occupies the number 7 spot. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, stores reopening, businesses reopening, and what isn't. Number 5, what the heck are we going to do for education, schools, and college campuses reopening, and the problems going with that. Healthcare in our focus at number 4, along with the COVID stats at number 3. Race relations and urban violence, number 2. And as you might expect, the presidential race is the number one story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 43 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. You can help prevent heart disease if you exercise regularly, eat right, maintain a healthy weight, reduce stress, and don't smoke. But can you do anything to reverse it if you already have it?
Very clearly, it is possible to reverse heart disease.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says,
the heart disease you can reverse is the narrowing of the arteries in the heart.
He says even if you have known heart disease, you can help improve your risk factors for developing blockages that can cause heart attack. And while lifestyle changes won't open an artery if it's already blocked by calcification, they can help prevent other blockages from happening.
Once you do things like stop smoking, take care of your diabetes, take care of blood pressure, the progression stops.
Making changes isn't easy. Dr. Kopetsky says to start small, replace a bag of chips with an apple, and build from there. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Next up, a list of the people. You'll find this list and the story list every week at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. This is a service of Talkers. It is really something a lot of people glom onto because they're fascinated with this format. Number 10 is Alexei I can't pronounce his name. Navalny, I think that's the right way of pronouncing. He's the guy that Putin's trying to poison. Jeff Bezos is at 9. Dr. Fauci is at 8. Kaylee McEnany, if you pronounce that right, McEnany. We'll say Kaylee, number 7. Kellyanne Conway, interesting story with her, number 6. Jacob Blake and Kyle Rittenhouse, the story from Kenosha, number 5. Melanie Trump and the Trump family, number 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe and Kamala at number 2. And the president, Donald Trump, is at the top of the people list, as you might expect, given that the presidential race and the Republican convention this week was on the top of people's minds. So, that's the people list here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's move into the number one item here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. So, what is Trump's strategy, do you think, Jennifer? And the takeaways from the RNC final night or from the whole week, where do you come down on this? You're a big supporter. What do you think?
I think it was a really effective convention. I think the focus was on real people telling real stories about how Trump policies help them in their everyday lives. And I think you had the president also be able to deliver what he thinks will be ahead for the next 4 years. The criticism that I had of the Democrats' convention is that there wasn't a lot of substance. It was all about, I hate Trump and I don't like Trump. And that's one reason for you not to vote for him. But what else are you going to do for me once you get there is the question. And I don't think Democrats answered that. I do think that Republicans did, and I think that they set out a priority on safety, priority on law and order. You heard a ton about the COVID-19 virus. You heard a ton about China. You heard a lot about, you heard a lot about farmers. You heard a lot about the economy. I mean, there was just a lot to go around. I mean, people like to criticize President Trump as to that he didn't do anything. And I think the president and the RNC answered that the president actually has done a lot, and he's done it under circumstances where people were trying to throw him out of office at every turn.
Mm. All right, Victoria, did you spend much time talking or with your friends or listening or watching the RNC convention?
No, I did not. I did not see a lot of it. I just saw bits and pieces. I'm not the audience, and I understand
no,
that.
No, I'm not
way.
Either. But I will tell you, in the review that has come down, I tend to think a little more substance came out of the Trumpster approach to this than came out of the Biden approach to it, frankly. I think there's a little more substance there, so we'll see how it plays out. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not. You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need to get it done, from computers to chairs, webcams to networking accessories. This week, it's Staples Chair Event. You'll find a wide selection for the home or office, with select chairs up to 40% off. Shop in-store or pick up curbside and save big this week at Staples. Ends 8/29. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is Tech Talk review time here. 53 after the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The top five items this week from the world of technology as examined and reported on by Victoria. So let's go through and figure out what made it to the top five list here. Number five is a focus on Zoom. And yeah. How it didn't work so well this week.
It did not. Zoom had a sluggish start to the new school year. And as schools reopened this week with video conferencing, Zoom had a huge outage. And I think it was just they were not prepared for the number of kids and teachers back in school, on top of people who are working from home and relying on multiple Zoom calls a day. So this was a lengthy outage that began early in the morning, went until about 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on where you were. This all happened last Monday. Depending on where you were in the country, some people had issues, some people didn't. But for the most part, a lot of kids were basically calling it a digital snow day. So yeah. Kids were supposed to be in class all day Monday, and it didn't happen. So Zoom has obviously already had their fair share of issues, privacy, security issues. They've got a lot of rival services that are, you know, kind of challenging them at this point. And we'll see where it goes. But at this point, it looks like Zoom is still going to be the default program or platform for remote learning for kids. But I think maybe companies might start moving away from it because there have just been so many security issues.
Number four is a focus on Google Maps and what's going on with that.
For the first time in a long time, Google Maps is actually getting a really nice update, and you can already see it in effect. They're rolling it out, but you can already see the differences in the color mapping algorithmic technique that they're using. So it helps people easily distinguish different types of terrain. So the beaches are tan, the forests are green, variety of of water, bodies of water, blue for lakes and oceans and ravines, things like that. It helps people, they say, who are staying away from mass transit. It's helping people explore areas on foot, on bicycle, hiking trails, things like that. So it's a good update. It's going to start also in cities. New York, London, and San Francisco are the first three cities that they focused on. You're going to see a lot of updates for sidewalks, pedestrian islands. All of that is redrawn. So if you're using Google Maps in real time, if you're like walking around a city with your phone open, you'll be able to distinguish more easily where you are. So it's about time. Google Maps was looking really stale for a long time, so I'm happy that they've done that upgrade.
Number three on the list of the top five items from the world of technology is a focus on Fitbit.
Fitbit had a really big week this week. This was trending for most of the week. They've unveiled a new smartwatch series. It's three different wearables, and the main one is Fitbit Sense. It's an innovative smartwatch. It's built with sensors that help you better understand what's happening in your body. It has a sweat reading sensor that detects small electrical changes to tell you how your body is responding to stress. The other cool thing is that it actually, like the Aura rings that the NBA players are wearing in the bubble in Orlando, this new Fitbit Sense, which costs $395, is not that cheap, but if you are looking for something that's got an advanced heart rate and breathing rate technology, this has it. It measures skin temperature. Early testing shows that that these changes have been detected very early on. In some cases, even before, for COVID, they've actually detected that if you have COVID symptoms up to several days before you even show symptoms, which is really cool. And it has, you know, Fitbit is known for their sleep tracker. That is still on par. The new battery lasts 6 days, so you wear it 6 days in a row before you have to charge it. So you wear it 24 hours a day so it can monitor all of your health symptoms. So it's really cool, and it's a big advancement for Fitbit.
We've been talking a lot this week about the hurricane, and now we focus on technology in the hurricane with number two.
We are in hurricane season, and so there are several things that you want to do. Obviously, everyone knows your smartphone could be your lifeline during a major storm. You have to keep it charged, keep it plugged in. Keep it plugged in until the very, very minute that you lose power. Then unplug everything, because people have been struck by lightning through electrical cords. So keep a Mophie charge screen pad. It's $30. It's a wireless power station. One of the other things that I like, it's an app called Zello. It's a free app. It turns your smartphone into a hybrid walkie-talkie and police scanner. You can actually connect with rescue workers. The FEMA app is free. It helps give you some emergency kits, Gas Buddy, and Airbnb. Keep those on your phone during storms, because Airbnb will actually let you know where you can stay for free.
Number one, false COVID claims.
Oh, yeah. Facebook and social media is just rife with all kinds of fake social media information on COVID. They call it an infodemic. Bottom line, don't get your COVID information from Facebook. Go to the CDC site. Go to reputable doctor sites. Don't use Facebook.
Top five tech stories, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. For your money.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. President Trump and Portland's mayor arguing over who's to blame for the ongoing unrest and violence in Oregon's Rose City.
After a fatal weekend shooting, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler accused President Trump of fanning the flames of racial tension and violence. He criticized presidential tweets attacking Democrats and said the president has no respect for democracy. Mr. Trump reacted on Twitter, describing Wheeler as a wacky radical, and said the people in Portland and other cities want law and order. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Roughly 2,000 residential customers and electric customers in Southside Virginia could have their power cut off this week if they don't pay their bills. Danville Utilities, which is run by the city, said delinquent customers collectively owe about $1.2 million. The city has a moratorium on power cutoffs since March to try to cushion the financial fallout from the pandemic. But the moratorium is coming to an end in September, and the State Corporation Commission has extended a moratorium on disconnections through at least September 16, but the SCC action does not apply to municipal-owned utilities. President Trump is scheduled to head to Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday amid fury over the police shooting of Jacob Blake, which left the 29-year-old black man paralyzed.
White House spokesman Judd Deere told reporters aboard Air Force One Saturday that President Trump will be meeting with law enforcement officers and surveying some of the damage from recent protests that turn destructive. Trump has been running his reelection campaign on a law and order mantle, denouncing protesters as thugs while voicing his support for police. Democratic opponent Joe Biden has accused President Trump of rooting for violence amid unrest in Wisconsin. I'm Shelley Antler.
More than 1,000 University of Alabama students have tested positive for COVID-19 since the start of on-campus classes last week. More at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Swiss bank Credit Suisse says it plans to close 37 branches in its home country as part of an effort to streamline its business. Credit Suisse says it expects to implement the changes by the end of this year. That reduced the number of branches in Switzerland from 109 to 109 from 146, meaning an inevitable loss of jobs. The bank says in just the last 2 years there's been a 40% increase in the use of online banking.
Credit Suisse says it expects to implement the changes by the end of this year. That'll mean a reduction in the number of branches in Switzerland to 109 from 146, meaning an inevitable loss of jobs. The bank says in just the last 2 years, there's been a 40% increase in the use of online banking at Credit Suisse.
Victoria Monday recorded its deadliest day of the pandemic as the Australian government urging the hotspot state to announce plans to lift lockdown restrictions. More news at townhall.com. The pandemic is changing the way the fashion world operates. Ken Lorman explains.
As consumers gravitate toward more casual clothes, Gap, Abercrombie & Fitch, and other stores are scrambling to add merchandise that ties into demand for more relaxed clothing. And with offices still shut down for many Americans, the trend is likely to continue.
United Airlines says it is dropping a controversial $200 fee on consumers who change a ticket for travel within the U.S. The airline also says starting in January, customers can fly standby for free no matter what kind of ticket they bought. The move comes as United and other carriers are desperately trying to lure people back to flying, which has dropped sharply during the pandemic. Airlines are cutting flights and cutting jobs in a bid to survive until air travel recovers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves 3 lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
series, hosted by sportscasting legend Graham McNamee. Eve Arden's real name was Eunice Quiddens, and she was a native of the San Francisco Bay Area. She did some great supporting work in a number of motion pictures, even picking up an Oscar nomination as Joan Crawford's wisecracking friend in the 1945 film noir thriller Mildred Pierce. But Arden today is best remembered as school teacher Connie Brooks. Also listed for Jane Morgan as Mrs. Davis, Gail Gordon as Principal Conklin, Richard Crenna as Walter, Gloria McMillan as Harriet, and Leonard Smith as Stretch. One more character to mention, the fellow who was the clueless object of Connie's affections, Mr. Philip Boynton, as played by Jeff Chandler. This is from June 12, 1949.
Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous, caressable hair bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden. Us, a school dance isn't the most exciting event in the world, but to our Miss Brooks, who teaches English at Madison High, the one planned for last Friday night was a most welcome diversion.
The more so since I was expecting bashful Mr. Boynton to peer out of his shell long enough to invite me to go with him. Anyway, last Friday morning, Mrs. Davis, my landlady, and I were discussing the dance at breakfast.
Where did the funds come from for this dance, Connie?
We're raising the money by means of a wishing well in front of the school. It's an idea of Harriet Conklin's. Everybody's supposed to throw in a dime.
You mean students and faculty members toss in dimes to pay for refreshments and things?
That's right, Mrs. Davis. I tossed my dime into the well yesterday.
And what did you wish, Connie?
I wished it was only a nickel. I had a very light lunch. If you want to know my real wish, though, you will have to keep it confidential.
I won't breathe it to a living soul.
Word of honor?
May I lose the top propeller on my beanie.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get arrested for indecent exposure. I wish that Mr. Boynton would pay more attention to me and less to that frog of his, McDougal.
Why, Connie, don't tell me you're jealous of a frog.
If it gets any worse, we'll both be the same color. You ought to see the way he pampers that lumpy brute. He even took it to the movies last night. Said McDougal just loved the picture.
What did they see?
What else? Hopalong Cassidy.
I think you're exaggerating, Connie. Mr. Boynton is very fond of you.
Oh, that must be Walter Denton. He's taking me to school this morning. Just a minute, Walter. Excuse me, Mrs. David. Hello, Walter. Come in.
Wait. Let me look at your hair, Miss Brooks.
What?
Poised in the doorway as you are, the sun seems to strike sparks from your already molten tresses.
Well, don't stand there. Stamp me out. Please come in before the flies do. I just got to run a comb through my blazing tresses, and we're off, Walter. Would you care for a glass of milk?
I just had breakfast an hour ago, but I could always have a glass of milk and an egg sandwich.
Oh, I forgot. You have breakfast ahead of your tapeworm.
Hello, Walter. Can I fix something for you?
Oh, just anything you have in the house will be fine, Mrs. Davis.
He means just everything you have in the house will be fine. Give him a quick egg sandwich and some milk.
Very well. I'll be back in a jiffy, Walter.
Okay, Mrs. D. Miss Brooks, don't you think it was a wonderful idea of Harriet's to start the wishing well dance?
I'll let you know after the dance. How's the well coming, by the way? Raising expenses?
The dimes are flocking in. I was in charge of it for a while yesterday. Some of the wishes were a scream, Miss Brooks, especially the ones that the faculty wished about Mr. Conklin.
Our beloved principal?
I never thought he was so popular with his staff. One after another, they all wish that he would get everything that's coming to him.
Amen. Now, if you'll excuse me, Walter, I'm going to get my hat and purse.
Oh, sure, Miss Brooks. Take your time. We're early.
Here you are, Walter.
Oh, just one egg sandwich, huh? That'll be all right. Oh, and Mrs. Davis, if you'll just sit real close to me here, I got a big favor to ask.
A favor?
Shh, shh, shh. This is extremely confidential.
I won't breathe a word of it.
Word of honor?
May I lose my beanie in a downdraft. What's a favor.
Well, the other day at the wishing well, right after I wheedled a dime out of Mr. Boynton, Harriet wheedled his wish out of him.
What did he wish for, Walter?
He wished for a lock of Miss Brooke's hair.
Oh, isn't that romantic? But why doesn't he just ask her for it?
Because he's too bashful. He says that's much too personal. But even though Harriet and I promised on our honor not to mention it to Miss Brooks, we've decided that our first step is to get him what he wants. When Miss Brooks finds out he's got it, and we'll see she does find out, then we'll take our next step, okay?
Okay. But what's our first step again?
Oh, please, there's no time for details. Me, Harriet, and my pal Stretch all have scissors. But just in case we don't get the opportunity, we want you to take a whack at it, too. Now, all you have to do is get her to focus her attention on something else and then snip off a hunk from the back. Say you'll try, Mrs. Davis, please.
But when, Walter?
Well, right now's a good time, while she's currying herself. Go ahead, Mrs. Davis. Here's the scissors. Just don't let her catch you, whatever you do.
All right, Walter. If it's to further her romance, I guess it's worth a try. Oh, Connie.
Yes, Mrs. Davis?
Anything I can do to help?
No, thank you. Just putting my hat on.
Just a minute, Connie. Turn around a second. Just as I thought.
What?
There's a bug on the back of your dress.
A bug? Where? Get him off.
It's just a ladybug, Connie.
Lady or gentleman, get him off.
All right. Now hold still. There. She's gone.
Thanks. Mrs. Davis, are you sure that was just a ladybug?
Positive, dear. Why do you ask?
Because just before you flipped it off, I could swear she snapped at me.
Miss Brooks, 10 minutes ahead of time.
Thanks, Walter. I'm glad we're a little early. Gives me a chance to expose myself to Mr. Boynton's incipient invitation to the dance.
Incipient?
He's been threatening to ask me, I like to think.
Oh, he'll ask you, all right. He's intensely interested in you, Miss Brooks. I can tell by the way he looks at you.
Oh, you can. Well, have you ever seen him look at McDougal?
Oh, sure, but believe me, they're two different looks.
I know. One is up and one is down. Well, I better be getting out now.
Oh, just a minute, Miss Brooks. There's something on your collar.
On my collar? Is it a ladybug?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Here, let me brush it off for you. Turn around.
She must have come with a suit. Go ahead, Walter. There's one thing I'm sorry for. It's a ladybug with a cold.
Oh, no. No, that was me, Miss Brooks. No, I had to cover up the... Well, that is, I should have covered up warmer in bed last night. Well, I'll find a place to park and see you in school.
All right, Walter. Happy parking.
Thanks, Miss Brooks. And a happy Mr. Boynton to you.
Good morning, Mr. Boynton. May I come in?
Oh, Miss Brooks, of course. Good morning. I was just straightening out McDougal's cage.
Naturally.
It's Miss Brooks, Mac. Say hello.
Hi, Mac. Hey, he sounds a little dejected, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he hasn't been sleeping well, though. He just tosses and turns all night long.
So do I.
But you don't bruise your sides against wire mesh when you toss around. Now, if he doesn't improve today, I'm afraid I won't be able to ask you to go to the student-faculty dance tonight, Miss Brooks.
Were you going to, Mr. Boynton? You get your own dates. Were you, Mr. Boynton?
Well, yes, I was, but Mac here...
I'm getting a little tired of Mac here, Mr. Boynton. Every time we have a date, something happens to Mac. Last Monday, I had to eat lunch alone because he had laryngitis and you wanted to massage his throat.
Well, it did him a world of good, didn't it, Mac?
You're another Nelson Eddy, Mac. Now shut up. And Wednesday afternoon, when we were supposed to go for a walk in the park, you called to cancel that date.
Well, I had to. Mac had a headache.
Oh, great. A frog with a headache.
I can't say I like your attitude, Miss Brooks. If you knew the slightest bit about cellular structure, you'd be aware of the fact that amphibians and humans are equally susceptible to cranial pain. Why, post-orbital pressure on the squamosal at the base of a frog's skull can be most distressing.
Now, ain't that a shame?
Yes, yes, it is. And if you think I'm going to a dance while McDougal Squamosal is irritated, you're mistaken. Excuse me now, I've got to go to the cafeteria. I'm heating a little lettuce for him.
Maybe I can help you. I'd make it hot for him.
No, you just keep him company till I return.
Well, here we are alone, Mac. Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to do anything to you. But just between you and me, Mac, you're nothing but a big pain in the squamosal. My first two morning classes, I had a little free time, which I was determined to employ in a really constructive manner. So I hastened to my desk and promptly did some first-rate brooding. It wasn't long, however, before my rancid reverie was interrupted. Stretch Snodgrass, Madison's star athlete, paid me a little visit. Although Stretch is splendidly equipped physically, mentally he doesn't go along with a gag. Anyhow, while I sat with my head in my hands muttering voodoo curses against my arch-rival McDougal, Stretch slipped into my room, tiptoed up to my desk, and murmured...
Hi, Miss Brooks. Can I see you for a minute?
Please, Stretch. May I see you for a minute?
Gosh, Miss Brooks, you don't need no permission to see me. I'm just a student.
I sometimes wonder of what... Sit down, Stretch. What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, you can stop Snag Mulligan from calling me names in class.
Names?
Yeah. He says, Stretch, don't describe me good enough. He's telling everybody to call me Sano.
Sano?
Well, they're the cigarettes with the nicotine removed.
Well, what has that got to do with you?
He says, I'm the schoolboy with the brain removed.
Where did he get a hold of your x-rays? I'll tell him to cut it out. Now, what else can I do for you?
Nothing, Miss Brooks, but I was thinking maybe there's something I can do for you.
For me? But, Stretch, nobody calls me names. In fact, nobody calls me at all lately.
It's about the dance, Miss Brooks, the Wishing Well dance. It's for faculty and students, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I realize that, well, I mean, when it comes to romantic stuff and things like that, I'm no Mr. Boynton.
Neither is he.
What I'm trying to say, Miss Brooks, is, well, have you been spoken for yet?
Not exactly, Stretch. That is, I was just about to be spoken for when I was croaked at.
You mean Mr. Boynton's not taking you?
Not so far.
Then I would consider it a very high-type honor if you could see your way clear to escorting me to the dance.
Why, Stretch, how chivalrous.
Now, please don't go getting any wrong ideas, Miss Brooks. That is... I don't think a person should be led on, do you?
Definitely not.
Then you'll understand when I tell you right out, I'm not in love with you, Miss Brooks.
That's what I like, a nice clean break. No sense in dragging these things out.
Oh, it isn't that I'm not terribly fond of you. It's just that, well, there's a difference in our ages.
Oh, I know, Stretch. I'm old enough to be your cousin.
You don't have to give me your final answer about the dance until later, Miss Brooks. After all, I think Mr. Boynton ought to get another crack at you. I mean, he's really gone on you.
Well, it's taking him too long to get back. No, Stretch, I'm a little tired of playing second fiddle to a frog. I may not go to the dance at all.
Gee, I'm sorry you feel that way, Miss Brooks. But I'll check back with you after school. Oh, before I go, would you mind turning your head toward the window? I think there's something on your back.
On my back? It's not that ladybug again.
Ladybug? Oh, yeah, that's just what it is. Well, hold still now and I'll brush it off. There, all gone. Oh, there's one more thing. I had some kind of a message for you. It's been bothering me all morning. Oh, yeah, Mr. Conklin wants to see you in his office.
Mr. Conklin? When did he give you that message, Stretch?
This morning on the way into school.
This morning? Well, what time did he say he wanted to see me?
He said immediately. But it's too late for that now, so you might as well take your time.
So long, Sano.
You're listening to Our Miss Brooks. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, or Solid State Drive. It's what you're going to want to back up all your HD or 4K video, your pics, music, and other content. It's got huge storage, and it's super fast. But as SanDisk's Brian Pritchett explains, it's also portable.
Yeah, you know, it gets back to the fact that we all have more high-quality content than ever before, whether it's 4K video, 360 video, and all the applications, AR, VR, etc. We can go on and on. Essentially, those are driving the need for higher capacity solutions. And what consumers tell us is that they want to keep that content with them. They want that content to be portable. And that's why we've designed the SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD, specifically for that person that's on the go, that wants to keep high quality content with them.
Head over to SanDisk.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
A strong immune system is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of infection. August is Immunization Awareness Month. Time to learn about diseases like cervical cancer and meningococcal disease. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
The CDC finds as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. Talk with your doctor about these diseases and get your family up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
And now back to Our Miss Brooks on When Radio Was.
Hi ho, hi ho, as off my nut I go. I wish that I. Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Brooks, I didn't see you.
Thanks, Harriet. I have been losing weight lately. I was just going in to see your father. Is Madison's esteemed principal in a good mood?
Wonderful. For Daddy. I just brought him the receipts from the wishing well, Miss Brooks. That's what he wants to see you about. He's got a surprise for you.
A surprise? What is it?
It wouldn't be a surprise anymore if I told you. But, Miss Brooks, before you go in to see Daddy, there's somebody else wants to see you. Somebody you'd rather see than Daddy I know.
That could be anybody, Harriet. Please be more specific.
It's Mr. Boynton. He told me to tell you to drop into his lab as soon as you got the time.
When did he tell you that, Harriet?
Oh, hours ago.
The Pony Express was faster than you, kid.
Oh, just a minute, Miss Brooks. Before you go, you better turn around a minute. There's something on your collar.
You too? Well, what is it, Harriet?
Well, I'll get it off for you. It's a small piece of yarn.
Now, isn't that sweet? My ladybug must be knitting me some socks.
Thanks very much, Mr. Jensen. These scissors will certainly come in handy.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Boynton, but these scissors won't come in at all. They may be brought in, but they most certainly will not come in.
What?
You said these scissors will certainly come in handy. And I said they may be brought in, but they most certainly will not come in. And I meant just that. Ever since I've been custodian here at Madison, I've tried to get people to eliminate meaningless phrases from their conversations.
I know you have, Mr. Jensen,
Say the scissors will come in, you are attributing a mobility to an object which has none. Now, tell the truth, Mr. Boynton. Have you ever seen scissors coming into a place under their own power?
I haven't, Mr. Jensen. If you don't mind, I'm expecting somebody.
Even if I did mind, you'd still be expecting them, wouldn't you?
Well,
of course you would. But if you'll pardon my curiosity, Mr. Boynton, why did you want these scissors?
Well, it's rather a personal reason, Mr. Jensen, but no, I don't mind telling you. I've wanted a lock of someone's hair for quite a while now, and I've finally mustered enough courage to try to get it.
Oh, isn't that romantic? Who is the hair-y, Mr. Boynton? That is, whose lock of hair do you want?
It's Miss Brooks, between you and me.
That would be a little crowded for her, wouldn't it? But if you do want a lock of her hair, I certainly wish you good luck. I'll have to be going now. I hope I haven't offended you by indulging in my little hobby.
Oh, not at all, Mr. Jensen. And about those scissors coming in handy, I get your point. Say, I get your point about the scissors. That's a good one, isn't it?
No, not very. Goodbye, Mr. Boynton.
Well, hello, Mr. Jensen. How are things?
What things?
I don't know. Everything. You've got a new baby at home, haven't you?
Yes, Miss Brooks. One new one and 5 used ones.
6 children. Just think of it.
It's hard not to.
How's the latest? Is he big?
Reasonably large, yes.
Have you named him yet?
Yes, we've named him.
What did you call him, Mr. Jensen?
No, we didn't call him Mr. Jensen. That's my name.
There must be another route to the laboratory. You have a new baby, Mr. Jensen. What is his name?
His name is Lucy.
Oh.
Well, if you'll excuse me, Miss Brooks, I'll be running along.
Oh, now I've caught you, Mr. Jensen. You won't actually be running along at all.
Oh, yes, I will. Goodbye, Miss Brooks.
Some days you just can't win. I beg your pardon, Mr. Boynton.
What did you do?
Oh, now, don't you start that. Harriet told me you wanted to see me.
Oh, I do, Miss Brooks. It's about this morning. I didn't like the way we parted.
Well, neither did I, Mr. Boynton, but you had to get some hot lettuce for the King of the Croakers.
Well, please, Miss Brooks, don't be angry. That's all over now, and Max feels much better. In fact, if he keeps on improving today, I'd very much like to take you to the wishing well dance tonight.
You would, Mr. Boynton?
Yes, indeed. And something else I'd like to do, too, right now.
There is?
Yes, there is. Would you head a bit, please?
Like this?
No, not up toward me, away from me. In fact, you better turn all the way around.
But why, Mr. Boynton?
There's something on the collar of your suit. It's probably just a loose thread. Here, I'll snip it off for you. There.
Is that all, Mr. Boynton?
Yes, Miss Brooks, that's all.
Then I guess I'll be running over to Mr. Conklin's office for some warmth and affection.
Oh, just a minute, Miss Brooks. You won't actually be running.
Oh, yes, I will. Goodbye, Mr. Boynton. Mr. Conklin, but I got a message that you wanted to see me.
How was it delivered? By pack mule? Well, never mind, Miss Brooks. There's no time for apologies. I've been considering various members of the faculty for the position of executive hostess at the Wishing Well dance tonight.
Yes, Mr. Conklin?
Your name was the first to pop into my mind. And as quickly as I could, I popped it out. However, due to severe pressure from my wife and daughter, I hereby appoint you Miss Wishing Well of 1949.
You think I'm deep enough? I mean, thanks. Thanks very much, Mr. Conklin.
This is not merely an honorary title, Miss Brooks. I've invited several members of the Board of Education to attend. And it will be your duty to see that the entire affair is run off without a hitch.
Well, I'll try my best, Mr. Conklin. Will I be in charge of purchasing refreshments?
You will. Harriet will turn over the funds that were collected, and I suggest that you enlist the aid of one of the male members of the faculty to help carry the bundles.
I have a biology teacher in the balcony, Doctor. That is, I'm sure Mr. Boynton will be glad to help.
Yes. That is all.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Conklin.
Goodbye, Miss... Oh, just a moment, Miss Brooks. Come back to my desk, please.
What is it, Mr. Conklin?
I'd like to take a look at the back of your head. Just as I thought. Miss Brooks, you are hereby relieved of all duties at the dance tonight.
But I don't understand, Mr. Conklin.
Furthermore, I forbid you even to put in an appearance.
But why?
I told you the Board of Education would be there, Miss Brooks, and I flatly refuse to have them see one of my teachers wearing a butch haircut.
And this is what makes the platypus unique. Well, that's all for today. Class dismissed.
It's a lock of Miss Brooks' hair.
A lock of Miss Brooks' hair? How did you know I wanted that?
Harriet told me, but don't worry, Mr. Boynton. Your secret hasn't gone any further than Harriet and me. And Stretch and Mrs. Davis.
Don't forget me. I'm in on it, too.
Miss Brooks.
We're cooked.
Miss Brooks, I hardly know what to say.
Well, I do. First of all, I'm quite flattered to learn that you want a lock of my hair. Secondly, I'm happy to find out why everybody's had me turning around like a whirling dervish all day. Mr. Boynton, you got a lock on my last spin, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Miss Brooks.
With the lock Walter's given you, you have two. Would you like to try for four?
Please, Miss Brooks.
Go ahead. Take some more. I'll just tell people, a funny thing happened to me while I was there. Sure, some fresh returns will be coming in momentarily.
Watch what I got out. Oh, hello, Miss Brooks. Well, I guess I'll be running along now.
Open your fist, Stretch. You're taking all the curl out of my curl.
She's wise to a Stretch. Just hand it over.
Yes, and don't rush off. We should be hearing from another hairy precinct any minute.
Hello, Mr. Boynton. I'd like to give you this... Oh, hi, Miss Brooks. Well, goodbye, Mr. Boynton.
Wait a minute, Harriet. Drop it in the collection plate and sit down.
She knows all about it, Harriet.
But how did you find out, Miss Brooks?
A little ladybug told me. Look, Mr. Boynton, now that you have as much of my hair as I have, I think I'll buy you a family-sized locket in which to carry it.
Well, I didn't want it to carry, Miss Brooks.
You didn't? Then would you mind explaining, Mr. Boynton?
It's rather embarrassing, Miss Brooks, but, well, you see, I've sewn together this piece of cheesecloth, and I figured if I could stuff it with some real fluffy hair, it'd make a nice pillow for McDougal's head. It may help cure his insomnia. I was hoping you wouldn't mind, Miss Brooks.
Why should I mind? He's been in my hair long enough. He might as well be on it.
Eve Arden, as our Miss Brooks, returns in just a moment. But first...
dream girl, beautiful luster queen.
Now, once again, here is our Miss Brooks.
Well, Mr. Conklin relented and gave me permission to attend the dance, but not until I had repossessed my missing curls and stuck them back on with some scotch tape. At any rate, Mr. Boynton seemed satisfied with my appearance.
You look lovely, Miss Brooks. Something tells me we're going to have a wonderful time this evening.
I hope so, Mr. Boynton. And I must admit that I'm very pleasantly surprised to find that you're not worrying about that frog of yours.
Why should I worry about him, Miss Brooks? McDougal's fine. Now, how about this dance? I think they're going to play a waltz.
Oh, I'd love it, Mr. Boynton. On second second thought. You two go ahead. I'll cut in later.
From June 12, 1949, our Miss Brooks aired on radio for about a decade, beginning the previous year, with overlapping success on television for four seasons. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we travel behind the mic as sportscasting legend Grant McAmey heads up what was the debut of that informational series. It begins right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents Music by Moonlight, 60 instrumental easy listening favorites on three CDs. Relaxed, your instrumental favorites like Greensleeves by Acker Bilk, Theme from a Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra, Beautiful Dreamer by Mantovani, and many more. This 60-song compilation today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code MOON77. Moonlight Bay with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra, and discover Love Letters in the Sand with the Three Sons by ordering Music by Moonlight now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code MOON77 for reduced shipping. This three CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code MOON77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well, they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. It's time now to present what was the debut episode of an informational program hosted by one of radio's first sports announcers. This is from September 15th of 1940.
Stand by. Behind the mic. Radio. With the switch of a dial, radio brings you tragedy, comedy, entertainment, information, education, a whole world at your command. But radio isn't all on the surface. There are stories behind radio, stories behind your favorite program and favorite personalities and radio people you never hear of. Stories as amusing, dramatic, and interesting as any make-believe stories you hear on the air. And that's what we give you. The human interest, the glamour, the tragedy, the comedy and information that are behind the mic. And now, presenting a man whose name since the beginning of broadcasting has been a byword in radio, Graham McNamee.
Thank you, Charlie Noble. Thank you.
Behind the Mic presents radio's most loyal fan. Ladies and gentlemen, there are fans who write in for tickets and make it a point to attend as many of the studio broadcasts of their favorite programs as they possibly can. But I venture to say that no fan has appeared in the studio audience as often as our next guest, Miss Wilmar Gray. Miss Gray, about how many broadcasts would you say you've personally attended?
I've never counted them, Mr. McNamee, but I'd say I've been to an average of 3 broadcasts an evening for 6 days a week during the last 5 years.
Wow. An average of 3 broadcasts an evening for 6 days a week during the last 5 years. That means altogether during the last 5 years you've been, 652 times. Yeah, that's very interesting. How do you get entree to these broadcasts? What do? Tear off the top of your neighborhood grocer and write in for tickets?
Yes, I write the sponsors for tickets, and then again, some programs put me on their regular mailing list and send me tickets every week.
Miss Gray, before you were born, your mother must have been frightened by a sponsor. What other type of entertainment do you like besides radio, Miss Gray?
Well, I like the theater, too.
Oh, you like the theater. About how often do you go to the theater?
I was to one about 2 years ago.
Oh, I see. And if you didn't like the theater, you'd probably go very seldom, wouldn't you? What kind of radio programs do you prefer to see?
I prefer dramatic programs, you know, like Arch Obler's plays.
Well, why do you prefer the dramatic programs?
For one thing, I like to see them make sound effects.
Well, don't they have sound effects on comedy programs, too?
Yes, but the jokes.
Oh. Radio depends so much on illusion, and a lot of broadcasts are written simply to be heard at home. Can you really enjoy seeing so many of these broadcasts?
Yes. You see, I can just sit in the studio and shut my eyes and imagine I'm at home.
Well, isn't that a little waste effort, Miss Gray? Imagine going to a broadcast and shutting your eyes so that you can imagine yourself at home when you could stay at home in the first place and be home without having to go to the studio and shut your eyes so you could imagine you were at home, if you know what I mean. I don't.
I don't either.
Well, Miss Gray, what was the biggest thrill you ever got at a radio broadcast?
Well, that's easy. The time I sat in the control room.
Control room. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the sanctum sanctorum, where the engineer and the man who directs the show sit and work.
Well, I'd always wanted to sit in the control room, and I told some of the girls in my office where I work as a secretary, and they wrote to the president of the Firestone Company about me.
And what happened?
Well, he wrote a letter to the producer of the program saying that I could sit in the control room for a broadcast, and I did.
And that was your biggest thrill?
In radio.
In radio? Miss Gray,
Excuse me, Mr. McNamee, but I must be going now.
Why?
There's a broadcast down the hall, and I simply got to get there if I'm going to get a seat.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Gray. Thank you very much. And by the way, Miss Gray, if you can get me a ticket for information, please, I sure would appreciate it.
You're listening to Behind the Mic. We'll be right back with more right after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star.
Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. You're listening to Behind the Mic.
Behind the Mic now presents an amazing story about an NBC page boy. Ago, a 21-year-old page boy who had been with the National Broadcasting Company for a few months was called into the office of the supervisor of pages and prepared to take a bawling out. This is what happened.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Livingston. I've been looking over your late record, and it's pretty bad.
Yes, sir.
According to your record, you've been late on an average of twice a week ever since you've been employed by NBC.
I'm sorry.
Being sorry doesn't excuse it. We don't ask much of you. Your hours aren't hard. Let's see, you've got the evening shift. You're on from 5 in the afternoon to 1 a.m. That's only a 5-day week period. There's nothing very demanding about that. You don't have much to do besides collecting tickets at the broadcast and showing people around the studios. Now, the next time you're late, you're through.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just have to resign.
Well, if you feel that way about it, well, I suppose
you see, you see, I can't help being late. I've got to fly down to Baltimore about twice a week.
Fly? Down to Baltimore?
Yes, I'm on the board of directors of a little business down there, and I've got to fly down to attend meetings and sign papers, and sometimes those meetings run pretty long, and I get back here, and I'm late.
You're on the board of directors of a little business?
Oh, it isn't really so little. As a matter of fact, it employs about 3,000 people. It's part of a family estate that I just inherited. Oh, say, I hate to give up this paid job. I really do, but I guess I'll just have to.
Billy, that's a mighty interesting story. But one of the things I'd like to know is, why did you ever become a page in the first place?
Well, Mr. McNamee, I always wanted to get into radio, and that seemed about the best way for me to do it. At least I'd be around the studios, and that was something. And then I wanted to show I could get a job on my own merits, and I did.
All of which goes to show that there's more to you besides a reputation as Cafe Society's glamour boy and Brenda Fraser's close pal. Incidentally, you've done more in radio than just being a page boy, haven't you? You've been doing some acting of late.
Yes, I have one of the leading roles in the daytime serial Society Girl. And I've played parts in quite a few other radio shows, too.
Yes, and you've done a mighty good job with them, too. Thank you, Billy Livingston, very much. Behind the Mic presents the story of how a radio engineer became a top-notch comedian. Back in 1932, working more or less industriously in the engineering department of NBC, was a young man named Ward Wilson.
Hey, Baker, get off the air.
Yes, lately he became famous as Beetle in the Phil Baker Show. Ward used to specialize in working with field units. Now a field unit, in case you don't know, and why should you, is a group of men who set up equipment for a broadcast that originates outside of the studio and is then transmitted to the studio and sent over the air. You know, broadcasts from hotels and conventions, baseball, football, and so forth. Now, one of the duties of an engineer on a field unit is to test his microphones and other equipment before the broadcast begins to see if he can be heard back at the broadcasting station. And he does this in a two-way conversation with another engineer in the studio. Now, most engineers have certain stock phrases they use to see if they can be heard. They count up to 10, for instance, or they repeat the manufactured phrase, woof, woof, innumerable times. But Ward Wilson was different. To show you how different, we take you back to 1932, with Wilson out on a field unit covering the National Open Golf Championship.
Hello? Hello, 7-Eleven. Now, Wilson coming up for a test in Fresh Meadow.
Hello, Ward. Go ahead.
Hey, is your subset weak or is it mine?
I think it's mine, but go ahead.
Okay, coming up. Woof, 34. Woof, 28. Woof, 40.
Okay, Ward. How about crosstalk?
Hello again. This is Jack Benny about to lay the first egg on the second program of our new series.
Okay, Ward. How about crosstalk? Phil Collins in the studio, and you got him listening to you.
Yeah, well, serves him right.
I ran to the Happiness Boys today at the golf matches. Billy Jones wants to be remembered to you.
Oh, say, you know who's down here? Amos and Andy. I never saw him look so worried.
What are they worried about?
Well, Amos, he thinks the public's getting tired of him.
Go on. I think they got another year left anyway.
I guess so.
Say, Ward, you better test emergency for crosstalk.
Okay. This is Rat Roywell, or Oy Ratwell, or Ray, Ra, Ra, no, Roy Atwell. Yeah, yes, Roy Atwell. And it's certainly smell, or sell, I mean swell, to squeak, or that means speak, on this auspicious position. Or suspicious suscasion, or malicious explosion. I mean, no, delicious ovation. Oh, well, let it go, let it go.
Okay, for crosstalk. Sounded like Roy Atwell in person. Hey, we got a few minutes to kill. How about doing that Greek dialect of yours? You know, your imitation of that vaudeville actor, George Gibbon.
Say, I ought to be charging you guys up there. Well, I suppose the ham will out, so here goes.
Ladies and gentle pimples of United Schnips, it's what makes me for to suffer with terrifical harpinets, what I'm getting an opportunity to graze in your radiator faces and undress you. Greeks is was great peoples. Greeks is was great riders. It was one Greek is riding most from any. His name's Anonymous. Mo Anonymous. He writes one hunk of stuff which is positively docky. It goes like this. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Up above the sky so high. Like a rainbow, believe me. Much stuff. But my subject tonight is was terrific hunk of stuff. It was called Oranges from Human Beams. Where is come from? What memes that's cox? Oranges from human beams. Oranges from human beams is was grapefruit. It's be why we got so many lemons. To prove that the oranges from human beams is was grapefruit, take Napoleon. He was a little squirt. But what I'm going to say, I got a restaurant by Acropolis number 7, 42 Street Times Square, open on night stables for ladies. We got a blue plate lunch for 75 cents. It's the most sensational and colossal dinner what you ever eat. For 75 cents, we give you choice sea lime steak with green frippiteras, rusty beef, chicken fricassee, and corned beef and garbage. For vegetables, we got the shrimp beams, the green beams, spimmies, and hot paragus. Desserts, we got all kinds of desserts. Cake, we got two kinds of cake. Apple cake and stomach cake. We got all kinds of pies. I got special chef for pies. He makes apple pie. Two kinds of apple. Apple and pineapple. Cuspidor pie. Lemon syringe. Mimps pie. Two kinds of mimps. Mimps and pepper mimps. Strawberry, raspberry, honk honkleberry. Oh, yes, I almost forget. Goosenberry. How do you like that?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's how Ward Wilson used to test his equipment. And Ward, how did that result in your getting a break in radio?
Well, Graham, one day Ed Whitney, one of the NBC producers, and incidentally, I hear Ed's home ill, and if he's listening in, we all wish him a speedy recovery. Well, he heard me doing his tomfoolery, and he thought enough of me to put me on a sustaining program called Personalities at 7-Eleven, doing imitations.
It wasn't long afterwards before you had commercials of your own, in which you proved yourself to be not only the first, but the greatest mimic on the air. You won further laurels as Beatle on The Phil Baker Show. And now you're doing a swell job on many comedy shows, and thank you, Ward.
Okay, sport.
The first half of the debut episode of Behind the Mic, which launched on radio back on the evening of September 15th, 1940. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. You just heard Ward Wilson in that episode. Well, years later, he would also host a joke-swapping comedy panel show. I'll name that program and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, his handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the Six Shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Britt. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Woz listeners can get it right now for only $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter, Gray Steel today at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson. Beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The folks at Epson recently commissioned a survey about working from home. And among other things, they found that up to 20% of us have the TV on. So how can you be more efficient? Karen Rowden from Epson has some tips.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to work from home, you do need to have your tech in place. You need to have your phone. You need to have your laptop. You need to have your printer. You need to have all of the software, Zoom and Teams, you know, just all of our Epson teams. We've been working on Zoom and Team Chat. So you need to have your tech in place if you're going to be able to work effectively from home.
And what about a reliable printer?
From a printer perspective, I really do recommend an EcoTank printer. It's a super tank printer that has tanks of ink instead of cartridges. And so it comes with up to 2 years worth of ink.
And those tanks of ink mean less trips to the store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that radio actor and impersonator Ward Wilson would later host a joke-swapping comedy panel show. It was called Can You Top This? Wilson would also host the brief television version. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.